1027 WNEW.
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Who pissed you off this week? You could do that through instant feedback. You could do it through the FU line. Or you could give us a call and personally tell us. 877-692-1027, all right?
Your chance to vent.
I want to vent, Anthony. What happened? I'm surprised we're able to prepare for our radio show these days. Now that we're syndicated. Now that we're syndicated, it seems like everyone wants a piece of us.
Yeah. God, I can't believe some of the stuff we deal with before this program. You would think we'd just, you know, hanging out, talking, maybe going through the newspapers. Getting our finger on the pulse of what's going on.
Right.
That would be nice if we got the chance to do that.
Well, see, the salespeople control the Opie and Anthony show. And if you know anything about radio, that's a no-no.
It's very bad.
Salespeople should never control a radio program. They should work hand-in-hand with a radio program, but they shouldn't control it.
Now, people are probably wondering, how could a sales department control a radio show?
I am here to tell you that the sales department around here controls the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah. We're going to have to put, like, a guillotine in our doorway that once we're in, we arm it. Anyone else that tries to walk through gets cut in half. Holy Jesus. How many salespeople do
that? Well, the day started with having to hear about whippedcreambikini.com.
Right.
They're not getting enough mentions. They're supplying $1,000 for our wet t-shirt contest. So the salesperson comes in and says, you know, they're just not happy. You haven't mentioned whippedcreambikini.com enough.
Is that what the show should be? We should just stop every so often and say whippedcreambikini.com?
Whippedcreambikini.com.
See, in the context of the show, when we're trying to do things, and the salespeople come in and say, could you say this? How are we going to fit it in while we're trying to do something here? Something fun.
It's not like whippedcreambikini.com gave us $100,000. They gave us $1,000 lousy dollars.
We've shelled out our own money sometimes.
And I could have went to the ATM machine and shelled out $500 each if we knew it was going to be this much of a hassle.
Right.
So they're bitching because
mm-hmm.
they didn't get enough mentions for their $1,000.
Yeah.
Whippedcreambikini.com.
There.
Supplying $1,000. So then we had to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of dealing with our radio show today.
Yeah.
And then,
how many times did you say it yesterday?
We said it like two or three times yesterday. That wasn't good enough.
That was the questions Ope's getting today. We're sitting in the office. Of course, I throw myself into a newspaper or the computer or something and just spin my head around like the Exorcist.
I saw you chuckling.
I was laughing, all right?
Because
you're in hell.
I'm a real a-hole, though, when it comes down to it.
How many times did you mention it, Opie?
I don't know, two or three times.
Because I really didn't hear it.
That's the funny part about doing a radio show, too. I got to say this. You know, you try to get feedback on your radio show with the people you work with your listeners,
mm-hmm.
maybe with the programming staff.
Yeah.
Maybe your family members, just to get a feel for, you know, what's working on the show and what's not.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, if you bump into one of these sales weasels in the hall, you'll ask them.
Right.
I finally realized that... When you ask them, you know, how was the show yesterday,
mm-hmm.
It is based on whether or not we took care of their client on the
right.
radio show.
That's it.
When I'm truly asking, you know, what did you guys think of the cat fighting we did the other day? Or what did you think about me guessing the age of that 52-year-old lady by just looking at her taint area? Oh, I got to tell you, man, you did a great read for Sobe Beverages, so you guys rocked yesterday.
Yeah, that's all they care about.
Or we'll do a live read, you know, after like a 20 or 30 minute segment, Anthony.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the hotline rings and it's a salesperson all excited because we did a great live read for them. Can you make a tape of that? I need that immediately.
How about the rest of the show?
How about the show? The actual show?
Opie and Anthony?
Yeah.
I know you guys, you drink coffee every day before the show. I've been in there and I see that one of the interns goes out and gets everybody coffee.
Yeah.
Can we sell that maybe Starbucks would like to, you know, get on board and sell that. As long as you give 8 mentions during the day that you're drinking coffee and that you like it.
They are selling everything.
Guys, you take leaks, right? Yeah. We have a urinal cake company that would really like to come right. on board. How many times did you pee yesterday? Because we could sell that every time.
They want to sponsor What's in My Pants. Now they want to sponsor certain segments of our show.
Right.
It's like, leave us alone. Let us do our show.
Not only are we doing, you know, the live reads and running all the commercials during the show, but now every little aspect of the show they're looking to latch onto.
See, this isn't going to make much sense to the new markets, but we used to play 2 songs to start the show just to get everyone in the mood.
Yeah.
A couple rocking songs, you know.
Yeah.
Get you psyched for the Opie and Anthony show. And one of our guys, Ben, would do, you know, he would pick the songs.
It was like his little 2-song show.
They wanted to sponsor that.
Sponsor
Can
his...
Can we sponsor the 2 songs that Ben plays before your show?
Anyway. Tuttle checking in on instant feedback. What, are you kidding? Preparing for your show? Ha, ha, ha.
We prepare. You just wait and see. So but, then Craig comes to me.
Yeah, this is the biggie. This is the fun that we deal with here.
Craig comes to me. See, we have to meet clients.
Yeah.
And most of them are cool. Mm-hmm. You know, they can hang and stuff. But we made an agreement. We'll meet clients from time to time.
Sometimes the people that run these various companies we do live reads for, they come to the station, and we go upstairs and meet with them for a few minutes. And talk about the product, Opie, and how it can fit into our program. And that's all well and fine, because how often did they happen? Once a month, maybe, they'd bring someone in.
Once a month.
Once a month,
once,
I would say.
Once every 3 weeks, tops.
And we would be like, all right, but, you know, it can't be on this day because we got something going on before the show that we got to do. So we were able to pretty much say when we could meet with these people.
Right.
Today.
Today, Craig comes down with the list of clients that we have to meet next week.
A list. A
next
list.
Next week.
Which would take up every day.
And I hope you guys are following this, because this is what the salespeople do. They get a little, and they keep nudging and nudging
right,
and
right.
nudging and nudging. You know? That's what I mean when I tell you that they could completely control a show at this
yeah.
point.
Now we were to meet with 3 clients.
3.
Next week.
The first, Sobey Beverages.
Now, come on. We've met with Sobey. We love Sobey.
We love the fine folks at Sobey Beverages.
Opie drinks Sobey all the time during the show. We've talked about that.
We have met with the fine folks at Sobey Beverages probably more than once, you know, because they
yeah.
just happen to be wandering the halls with new product and, mm-hmm. and stuff to drop them by. And we say, hey, oh, no, they need a new meeting with us because they have a new flavor.
So we were like, look, and if the new flavor is Sobey's new Cure for AIDS beverage, we'll meet with him. What the hell? But, I mean, why would he have to meet with him?
I don't know. Do we have to go upstairs and hold their hand? Maybe let them suckle off us?
Send the new flavor. We will drink it, enjoy it, and talk about it on the
That's
air.
Right. Give us some samples and one sheet what it does. Boom.
I think it is a coddling thing.
That'll save us 20 minutes that we could be spending on maybe talking to our new affiliates or,
right.
or working on our show, maybe getting more interesting guests. Oh, no.
They want to snuggle a little bit.
So
they want to canoodle in our conference room with us.
So I'm yelling and screaming at Craig, like, we're not meeting with Sobey Beverages again.
Right.
Like the people from Sobey, but they don't need us to hold their hands.
Right.
Everything is A-OK with Sobey.
Fine.
So I go, what's the next client?
2 left.
He goes, Lifestyle Condoms. I'm like, why the hell do we have to meet with people that sell condoms?
Condom people.
I think we all know what condoms do.
I think so.
I go, so, Craig, explain to me why we have to meet with Lifestyle Condoms. He goes, well, they want to do a demonstration. A demonstration? Unless that demonstration, is a penthouse pet.
They're going to bring in some chicks.
And me naked. We're not going upstairs to have a meeting with Lifestyle Condoms so they can demonstrate how to use a condom on a cucumber or a banana or something.
All right, guys. We got a couple of girls up here. Now just feel free to we got some fluff girls, too. They're going to get you started. And we'll roll the Lifestyle Condom on your junk. And now just feel free to plug away at the hookers we brought up here for you.
Right.
All right. This is a demonstration.
No, see, the demonstration, we're probably going right back to health class. And they're going to be putting condoms on cucumbers.
If they brought a cucumber or banana, I would be like, oh, come on. We all know what this is. All right, they feel great. There. What do we need? Well, I need them.
So we're not meeting with Lifestyle Condoms so they can tell us how a condom works.
I would like a demonstration if they showed you how, during the use of the condom, Lifestyle Condoms are easiest to get your thumb under the rim and pull it off during sex without the girl knowing.
Right.
That would be a good demonstration.
So Craig is getting...
Womp, snap.
So Craig is getting all nervous and sweating. I'm like, look, man, you're just a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
I will take this up with, our boss, Ken Stevens.
Yeah.
When he decides to come back to work. He's been, I don't know, on vacation for about 2.5 weeks. Poor guy. I think we wore him down during contract negotiations.
He hasn't recovered.
He's been MIA for weeks.
Has not recovered.
So
what was the third product?
The third was for a client from another market.
Yeah.
One of our new affiliates.
Yeah.
Who just happens to be a big fan of the show. I guess he used to live in New York.
Yeah.
And he's going to be advertising on one of the stations that we're on, mm-hmm, in another city. Here's the key to the whole thing. You and I will never hear the commercial, because when the stations go local, they'll just be playing his commercial.
Yeah.
You and I will not even be voicing his commercial.
He just wants to come up and hang out.
Right.
Well, you know something then?
I don't even hang with my own family. I'm not hanging with a client from another city. My brother lives a block and a half away. I don't hang with him. I'm not hanging with a client from another city that we have nothing to do with. He just happens to be a fan. And then finally, someone comes by. I'm trying to protect some of the clients.
Some of the clients?
There's someone coming aboard very soon with a new water product.
Oh. Right.
It has 8 times more oxygen.
Oxygenated water.
It has 8 times more oxygen, Anthony.
Yeah.
Than this fine bottle of Poland Springs that I hold in my hand right
now. More oxygen, more gooder, right?
I think more oxygen means less water.
Oh, is it more oxygen at the top of the bottle?
How else do you get more oxygen into water? Explain that to me. Man, we are going to be biting our tongue when we do the first live read for this product. But how do you get more oxygen into water?
8 times more would be H16O, right? Are there 16 oxygen atoms in the molecule?
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So that's what we had to deal with today alone instead of dealing with our show. Yeah, they want to sponsor when we hang up on our listeners.
This hang-up brought to you by Verizon.
Right. Todd, what's going on?
How you doing, guys? Fat Pat here from Kotex. I'd like us to sponsor, hey, what's in my pants today? They could guess the string or what type it is. We could talk about it.
That's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Sponsor guess what's in my pants with a...
I also would like to plug whipcreamballoonnut.com.
How many times did you mention it yesterday?
Whipcreamballoonnut.com.
All right, very good.
I'm all being Anthony.
Very good, Todd.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. Bye.
You know what we'll do if they keep getting a little, like, the pushy? We'll start connecting their sponsors, all their clients, to events here that they would not ever want to be associated with. How about that, people?
Brian, what's going on? Brian.
That hang-up, sponsored by...
We lose him?
All right.
He was bitching. He wants to hear music. Then go find a music station, you douche. Bluto.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Summer's Eve. Hey. Remix pre-measured douche.
Your salesman must be cream in their pants right now.
Why?
You are announcing every sponsor in the phone book. Why don't you just open up the phone book, start from A, and read down?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. All we're hearing is sponsors.
Yeah, exactly.
You just sponsor a broom handle for the Motley Crue Challenge.
Not a bad idea. If they could, they would sponsor the Motley Crue Challenge.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, Bluto. We've had it. We've hit our limit, right, Ant? With that?
Yeah.
Lee, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm from Philly, and I love your show. It just came on here a couple weeks ago. But I, you know, I agree with you with all these sponsors. Don't do all that because you guys have too many commercials as it is.
See, we don't want to turn into another. Well, I'll say it. I don't want to turn into Howard where we take 25 minutes away from the show.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you got to pay the bill somehow with the commercials, but too many is too many. You know, and I don't want to hear this state or this company and that company for this. This and that, you know. Hey, don't do it.
I hear you, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
John, what's up?
Hey, listen, if I come up with $1,000 cash, you think I could get you and Anthony to talk nice about me on the radio for about a week?
See, the sales guys would jump on this. Just getting individuals to come in, hand them $1,000, and we have to mention them on the air, Opie.
That's a great idea.
How about
idea.
If I come up with $1,000 and you talk bad about somebody else?
Or to talk bad about someone else.
That's not bad.
Oh, I'm sure they're running to the phones right now.
All right, John. Thank you. You know how crazy it got with the salespeople and we had to squash them down?
Yeah.
Because they, like we said earlier, they run the Opie and Anthony show.
Mm-hmm.
For a short time, Anthony and I were running spots for an escort service.
Yeah, what happened to that? What happened to the escort service? It was only a week?
Well, no, I'll tell you what happened because
I think the run dates were a week. I'm not really.
No, I'll tell you what happened with the escort service. It was under the guise that it's this cute little dating website.
A dating website.
So we went to the website, and oh, no, it was a full-blown escort service. So
this is Ashley. She'll be in New York City in 2 weeks.
Right.
Meet her. Go out to dinner. Do anything.
Right.
It was a whoa service.
You could pick if you want an Asian,
yeah.
A fine African princess,
uh-huh.
A Jewish girl.
Redheads.
Yeah.
Anything.
So we went on the air and we talked about the escort service, and they quickly stopped advertising on our show.
Oh, boy. Why can't we advertise hookers? Well, pretty much what it was. Who brought that one to the table?
It was funny with the water, though. It's like, oh, look, it has 8 times more oxygen. Taste it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm tasting it, and I'm tasting it, and I'm thinking to myself, tastes like water.
Tastes like water. You know your fish tank? It's got the bubble filter in it, and if the bubbles stop, the fish dies. It's because it's constantly pumping, dissolving oxygen into the water. That's all they do. They pump bubbles through it. But, hey, who are we to say?
All right.
I'm sure we'll drink it and love it.
We just
the
had to
second
get,
they come on board.
We just had to get that off our chest today. Thank you.
Whew.
Thank you.
Opie Anthony. Opie Anthony. Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW. 1027 WNEW.
All right, so we got Anthony's number one fan who was at the parade. She's been on the show before with her sidekick. I don't even know her sidekick's name. But
yeah.
It's the retarded Laverne and Shirley, everyone.
Oh.
You gotta be nicer. I mean...
Look at him. I mean, come on.
Unbelievable.
Are you ready, Ant?
No.
All right, let's bring him in. It's Lady Di. Anthony's number one fan and
Marion.
And Marion the sidekick, Anthony.
That's her name, Marion.
Marion. How you doing, Anthony?
Hey, how are you?
Hi guys, how are you?
All
How's
right.
it going? Go to parade today?
Good, good. What?
Did you guys go to parade today?
No, did you?
Yeah,
yes, we were.
Yes.
We were by Battery Park. As a matter of
That's
fact,
where the parade was. It
actually,
would kind of be weird if you were uptown for the parade.
We were at the beginning of the parade.
You were at the beginning of the parade?
Yeah, beginning of the parade.
Why do I feel like I'm in special class talking to you? You're at the beginning? Good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, beginning of the parade.
Yes.
You're at the beginning of the parade.
And what?
As a matter of fact, on one float, there was a WOW sticker on there.
Are you kidding?
Picture of it.
Which
she
float?
Didn't do that.
I didn't do it this time.
What float?
The one with Mariano Rivera on it.
Ah, see?
So
sure.
With the relief pictures on it. There was a WOW sticker right there.
So what do you get to see at the beginning of the parade?
The floats. We got to see the floats and everything.
The buses came in and players were getting off the buses and stuff.
Yes,
the families, you know, Joe Torre.
And those are the buses, not the short yellow ones with the hockey helmets inside, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Those were the ones that brought them to
right.
the parade. Yeah. Okay.
So you're at the beginning of the parade. You saw everything. You were close?
Very close. We were down here since 8 o'clock this morning.
Since 8 this morning, you were waiting
for
the parade.
Actually, 7:30. We were there since 7:30.
Well, we got there about 8.
7:30. No. Let's say 7:38.
Yeah. 7:30, 8 o'clock. What's
around
the difference?
Around there somewhere.
Yeah, what is the difference?
Yeah, and, she's a Mets fan. She came with me.
I came with her.
You know.
Well, that's
I'm
okay.
I'm not crying. That's all right.
And
it's always next year.
A lot of ticker tape thrown on us and everything.
And you took pictures?
It was
you took pictures?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did. I tried to get a picture with the sticker.
Shut up, Demi.
Yeah.
On the float.
Uh-huh.
So if it comes out, we'll send them to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
A true fan of the show.
Yep. And my son is here, too, if you want to let him in for a little bit.
Oh, that's right. You have a son.
Does he drink?
Yes.
How old is he?
No.
That's my godson.
Oh, that's Jim Cook.
How old is he?
I know. Yeah, hey, Jim, how you doing? He's 10 years old.
Sam Adams is good for 10-year-olds.
I love those impressions, Anthony.
Thank you.
That's Lady Di. She loves it.
Lady Di. I know. Hey, I'm
so
flattered.
I know you're the Met fan.
You.
Yeah, I'm
were
the
you
Met
at
fan.
The game?
I'm moving on. I'm a Jet fan now.
Well, hey, season I like the Jets, too, and I also like Dallas.
Dallas, okay.
But I'm also a Ranger fan.
You guys want to go out on a double date?
I like the Raptors.
No, maybe he might be.
There's no double dating, OP. A
little double date?
No.
Why not?
There's no double dating.
Lady Diane, get the front seat. We'll get the back seat. We'll
go to the drive-in movie.
We'll go to a drive-in.
Hold on. Let me drink a little beer. Hold on.
What's the matter? Oh, she's getting nervous.
She's
Anthony.
Getting nervous.
She gets nervous when
Jim. She works for.
She's fine now.
She works for Budweiser.
Yes, I do.
But she's drinking Sam Adams, so don't right. identify.
She's on vacation.
Fire her ass. Okay.
Still on vacation.
Anthony,
yes.
You have another fan that I want to mention
another.
To you.
I do. And
who?
That's one more than me.
This girl, Luciana.
Yeah.
And all these people on the list here, Horny Goatweed, Darth Precious, Stingray, Jay Moore Buddy, and Male Cyberwhore. They're all you guys
big fans.
You know,
of
when we were on the show last
a lot
week,
more too.
Yeah.
Right? And I went to work that Monday. Everybody heard us on the air. It was fun.
Oh, yeah?
They all listen to you. And people that I don't even know listen to you guys. I was a job.
How do they recognize you?
They heard my from my voice. They all know me.
You got a regular New York voice, though, right?
Yeah.
We sure do.
Yeah.
Hey, Lady Di.
Yes.
What's your favorite Anthony impression?
My favorite one?
Yeah.
I would say the Ben Stein one.
Ah, that's really a, yes, good. Yes.
Ben Stein.
Never
I
even
like that
realized I could do that one until he was being a prick to us.
And by the way, we did not go to the Dice Show
you.
At Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
I'm good.
We didn't bother getting tickets.
But all that stuff, I saw you guys having
to
a good
talk
time.
Like a
all that stuff got
so
most
I can't
of stuff
live
got downloaded
because
in the beginning.
Right at me.
Yeah,
you know,
I am going to kick
you guys
in the ass.
That was
thanks.
A good show at the Beacon Theater.
Yeah, the Beacon Theater.
But the only
theater,
thing
yeah.
is, after
yeah.
the show,
yeah. Yeah.
right,
look,
we were hanging outside.
Look at this.
And they,
you
they threw us out.
Effort.
They were like telling us all to go
and
home. 11 o'clock,
I'm
telling everybody to go
ass.
Home.
Yeah,
what's
for doing
wrong
this
with these people? Don't they
I don't know.
Like, you know.
Hey, would you guys like to get on the lesbian couch today?
No. No. No.
No.
Oh, usually there's cheers when I say that.
We're just best friends.
We're just
best friends.
Best friends. We ain't like that. Come on.
You've never had anything between you on one of those drunken nights, a little experimenting.
No.
Look, she's very adamant about this.
No.
I'm a married woman.
Yep.
You never.
No.
Nope.
You didn't pet her poodle or anything?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Wait, right. Did you guys ever do anything together?
Well, there was a drunk
well, there was
night
that one
back
time.
In Boston.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
And he asked me that, so I'm asking that.
Look! Is she smacking her for even asking? That's hysterical.
I know.
Why you?
That's not nice.
She's being reprimanded.
Right. Hey,
Lady Di is reprimanding her.
Jim, what do you think of Laverne and Shirley? Here?
I do that.
Hey,
I think it's great.
Let's go. What
they're happy.
What
they're drinking beer.
Frick and Frack.
Which one is
Frick and Frack?
Yeah, which one's Laverne and Shirley?
I could think of something else. Well,
we were growing
she's
up.
Dominant.
I guess
that
would be more
fun
because I'm a little taller, right?
All right, how do we get out of this, Sophie?
How do we get out of it?
Lady Di, would you like to hear Anthony do an impression for you live?
Sure. What? What do you want me to do? You're putting me on the spot.
But Lady Di, she's your...
You're putting me on the spot.
She's your big fan. Look at her.
Okay, do your Dice impression.
Oh, I've done the Dice.
Yeah,
too much. Even me doing Dice on the show is too much Dice.
Maybe how was the Garden show?
It was fantastic.
It was
did he sell out the Garden?
Didn't you see it? You didn't go?
No, I was on watching the World Series.
Like everyone else.
Well,
that was more important.
Yeah. Right.
Got to
give her that one,
Opie. The week before.
Yeah, right?
All right, so Lady Di, what would you like Anthony to do?
Okay.
This is a special thing here.
Well,
very special.
Ben Stein.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do dice again.
No dice.
Okay. Dice free.
All right, Jonathan Harris again.
Oh, dear. Spare me the poisonous barbs, Major West. Woo! Young William. There you go. See?
Look at her.
Look at her. Look at her. She's all, she's gushing.
She's turning red. You all right?
A couple of days ago, you did the robot.
Oh, she's fine.
Yes. I need my little thing here.
Here's the robot. Just for you, Lady Di. Listen to this.
Opie, I'm detecting danger in the studio.
See, there you go.
That's good. That is good.
Wonderful, huh?
Jim Cook,
I like that.
Pour some beers on my servos.
There you go.
Jim's speechless.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Jim?
Did you ever drinking. Do questions before for a living?
Jim's sitting there going,
last time you had a teen girl talking dirty. Now I get
it. We're past that stage.
Oh, y'all, get out of here.
What happened?
I had you pegged at like 19.
Yeah, you're right. How old do you think we are?
I don't know. I'd say you're probably 21.
Yeah.
I'd say.
And you're like 25.
I'd say 45.
Yes, you're right. I'm 25.
25 and yes. 21.
No.
You're younger?
I'm younger.
Yeah?
20. You're in your 20s?
Nope.
Oh, all right. No. I'll take another guess.
No.
38 and 40.
Close.
You're close, but no.
Aunt,
what?
Would you humor your pal with a... with
Opie, if you don't shut
30, 50,
your mother...
What? Aunt, would you...
What? No.
Would you humor
no.
your pal Opie with a... with a prison visit from Lady Di, like you made me deal with Stalker Patty.
Prison visit.
Would you humor your old pal? Do you guys know what the prison visit's all about?
No.
You ever hear of the prison visit?
I don't. Do you?
Remember that scene from Midnight Express, the movie where that guy was caught in Turkey?
I haven't seen that movie.
He was caught in Turkey with some hash. They arrested him, and he spent a lot of time in this prison and got all mental about being in there. And then his girlfriend came after a couple of years to see him, and he was all disheveled, and they were separated by glass. And she took out her boobs and smushed them against the glass so he can see them through the glass.
What do you say, Lady Di? Come on, you'll be a star. You flashed already. No cameras. You go on the other side of the glass, the thick glass.
No, that's right.
Well, there you go. No.
Hey, she's got her son out there.
Her son's out there.
He is.
Well, take him to the Disney store or something. We're doing a radio show here today.
You've seen him before. He was just a little younger.
Right.
He's a 10-year-old kid.
Next time.
Oh, boy.
I'll do that next time.
Next time?
Next time.
Next time,
Opie.
Will there be a next time?
Yes, there will.
Do you have another reason to... You know, stop into the city.
I'm surprised you guys are Yankee fans and Mets fans. You didn't go to the parade. I'm very surprised.
We have a radio show to do.
Yeah, but that's before 2 o'clock. The parade started at 12.
I'm not celebrating with the Yankee fans.
Yeah, well, I do. Why not?
Because we have lives.
What? Oh, sorry, Jim. Jim just choked on his beer.
Well, if the Rangers win the cup, I got to go to the parade. Jim. The Islanders, who knows when they'll win.
What? 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 You want what?
What?
All right.
Now she said she doesn't know when the Islanders are going to win the cup.
But I'm a Ranger fan.
Yeah, all right. George, what's up?
Sure.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right.
I don't know what brought this to mind, but I just started contemplating Darwin's theory, survival of the fittest. Just wondering what the hell went wrong with that. Maybe you guys want to discuss that one.
Jim, I believe that's a question for you.
What happened with evolution? It brought us here.
Thank you, Jay.
They are two fans having a lovely time here at WNEW.
What's wrong with this guy?
It's a big day for you guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
very, but especially for her.
Yeah. Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
I'm just wondering, are there, like, open sores and cigarette burns involved, like, around mouths or anything?
Why would that happen?
I don't know. I'm getting a truck driver vibe. Like, you know, couldn't find the ashtray, so just put it out in the forearm.
Ryan, they're very lovely ladies.
I'm very tough.
Thank you very much,
believe
Opie.
Me, you wouldn't want to mess with me.
Go. Shut up, dummy.
Can Anthony do an impression of a psycho slashing two freaks' heads off? Well, an instant feedback.
My opinion is...
Very good. Play the silent game.
Really good.
See how long... Take them to get the point. That's a great idea. Are these two women aspiring lunch ladies?
I thought he was good. Yeah. I could gain weight. Yeah. Yeah, everybody gains weight.
They didn't hear us. They didn't hear what you just said, so we'll do that.
Okay. Oh, here comes the camp.
Uh-oh. What do we do now? Hi.
I don't know.
Funny. boy.
We got an audience here.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Right? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Wow, wow. I want to watch you.
What was it, Friday, that Dice called in? He was on 57th Street or something? And you kept on saying he was on 57th and he got mad at you? That was funny.
Funny.
There was a thing in a post that he was at some store a block away.
Right.
When he was here. They're going to put us on a website.
I think they are.
Hi. I don't know. Why is it so quiet? Anybody talking? Oh, it's too quiet in this place. Talk. Why is it so quiet?
No.
I'll see maybe besides.
Don't know. Why is it so quiet? Why? Okay. Bye, guys. Why is it so quiet?
Oh, my God. You're horrible.
That is the best new game we've ever come up with. God, it gets so uncomfortable.
That's bad, man.
Oh, my God.
Why is it so quiet? As they walk away, why is it?
It is the most uncomfortable thing.
The whole time, Ed and I are just staring at them and smiling and nodding.
All right, that's Lady Di and her sidekick.
Yes.
Dan from Hoboken. Marian. I think you guys have just found the new morning show, Dead Air with Lady Di and Marian. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back. 212-757-1027.
1027 WNEW.
It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Look who stopped by to say hi today, Anthony.
Habil.
Cowbell Beal.
Habil.
Hey.
Hasn't been on the show in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, you haven't seen your buddy Anthony in a while. Are you digging his new clothes?
Look at that. There must be somebody new in your life.
Bill, at least there's new clothes. Because I can't get my old one.
Yo, she took everything, man.
The clothes are gone.
God.
I took one little batch of clothing.
That was it? Your computer and ran?
Yeah, like my computer and a few clothes and stuff. I thought I'd be able to go back and get the rest of my clothing.
No.
Well, the phone rang today in the office.
Uh-oh.
Rick picks it up. Do I ever pick up my effing telephone in the office ever?
Never, ever, ever.
Do I ever? I mean, we're in meetings. The phone's ringing. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not picking up the phone. I don't pick it up.
Why did I pick up the phone? What did we expect?
Because you thought it was the Hard Rock calling back to...
Bring us lunch
or something.
Right.
But why would they have my phone number?
Because I gave them
why did
extension?
You give them my extension
because
knowing I didn't never answer the
extension
phone?
Doing an interview.
Well,
I
anyway.
I explained this to you.
Regardless of how it happened, I never answered the phone. Rick answers the phone and goes, oops, I guess I shouldn't have answered that. Oh. So now I picked the phone up. It's the Future X.
Oops.
And... And what you... You know, talking about a couple of finances and things like that, you know?
Some issues, sure.
Some issues.
Sure.
So I bring up the point that I'd like to come by maybe and get the rest of my clothes at some point. Opie. It's gonna be hard to get all my the rest of my clothes.
Yeah.
Seems that... somehow made their way into Goodwill. Oh, our own Ziggy that we had on the show is probably wearing some of my shirts. I can get some clothes.
Yeah, seems my clothes are bagged up and shipped out.
Great. The Goodwill.
God, we could at least auction them off on the show.
Yeah,
make
something.
Some money for your defense fund.
You can believe it. It's like, oh, yeah, come by, get some of my clothes. Oh, clothes?
I got my new clothes. Pants, underwear, $4.95.
Yeah. Seems the clothing is not an issue anymore.
Don't feel bad, Ed. I had a friend of mine show up at a club one night wearing his work boots covered with tar, dress slacks, and the vest for the dress slacks. No shirt. I look at him, I go, Chip, what happened? Yo, Billy, man, she took everything.
Just the best dress pants and crappy encrusted boots. She took
big
everything.
Big ass hairy chest. With just the vest on, hang out.
And he had to go down to the bar.
Had nowhere else to go.
With the vest on, and go, yeah, this worked, man.
Yeah, this looked good.
Yo, Billy, man, how'd I look? Freaking Chip, man. Chip.
Chip. Yo, Billy, man.
Yo, Billy, man.
The best part of this story, Ant went back to his place. We've talked about it on the air, so I guess we can bring it up again.
Yeah, I had to get my computer equipment.
But, see, at that point, you had a chance to get your clothes. It just shows you how much you really like your computer.
Well,
priorities.
I only had a limited time.
Because at that point...
limited window of opportunity.
Speaking of that window of opportunity, how did you get in there?
Through the window of opportunity. because there was a, like, I was thinking in my head, based on previous things that had happened, you know, I won't go into any details. I was under the assumption that if I went and knocked on the door and she was home, that I wouldn't have been able to get in to get my computer equipment. So I opted to take the other chance, which is to just let myself in, let's say, to the house that I was paying rent on anyway.
Can you picture the neighbors?
That was me.
Hey, isn't that famous radio guy's butt hanging out the window?
I was hanging down from cables through the roof, trying not to set off the floor alarm. I was hovering over it, and a little bead of sweat fell off my forehead. It almost hit the floor, but it landed on my arm, I think. Here's the computer equipment. Let me just pop the disc out. Oh, I got to get my porn. God knows what kind of trouble that can make for me in a court of law. Yeah, I wasn't concerned more with my computer equipment than what was on that hard drive.
How fast can I reformat this thing?
Sink me for sure. Yes, must reformat hard drive. Now, so I reclaimed my computer equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And now all that was over there that I figured I would go by at some point and pick up was my clothes, which is Goodwill. I still don't know the fate of my radio control helicopter. Something tells me, yeah, same fate as the old NBC traffic chopper.
Oh.
Same fare just as well as Stevie Ray's chopper, I do believe. What else?
What about that great mountain bike we got?
No, I got that.
You got that?
I got that when I went to get my computer.
Oh.
I strapped that to the roof. Yeah, that's how I made my getaway on the mountain bike. I asked Rick to borrow his mountain biking pants, and I strapped everything to my back.
Well, look at the bright side. There's some poor, unfortunate kid with brand new helicopter.
A brand new helicopter flying around with an FM Talk at 102.7 t-shirt. Jesus Christ.
We should have a new contest. Spot Anthony's clothes on the street.
If you find any of my clothing, yeah, let me know. It would be some, WAAF Boston shirts that might turn up. some stuff.
Some beer and liquor t-shirts.
Plenty of Budweiser clothing. Oh, and I got my golf clubs, too, there, Bill.
Oh, do you?
So we could still play some golf.
Cool. I love your priorities. It's great. Computer, mountain bike.
Toys.
Right.
The clothing was just clubs. Like an afterthought of what I threw on top of the golf clubs.
Well, that's very funny, Anthony.
Tragic,
yeah.
But funny.
Well, you know, it's life, Opie.
You left with
Corky
more than I
Anthony. Corky Anthony.
What were you saying, Bill?
Yeah, Bill. Said,
you left with more than I did.
Yeah.
You know.
Bill kind of went through a situation.
It happened to be summer. All I had was shorts and a T-shirt.
And you got, Bill, what?
Wiped out.
Everything got
out.
Can you retell the story? That's one of the funniest stories
ever. Little story.
You know, I had a story about how my couple of weeks ago, my love life hit rock bottom.
Couple
you want
of weeks
me to tell
ago?
This story on top of that story?
A couple of weeks
like
ago something happened?
Sack. Yeah.
Your love life hit the rock bottom. Look, look at his face. What happened?
It's embarrassing.
I didn't hear about this one.
It's pretty embarrassing.
What happened?
There's two stories in one, actually. I'm at the local watering hole, Peppers.
Sure.
And Friday afternoon, happy hour. I usually hang for a couple hours and I go home. That was the deal. I was ready to go home. In walks the nerdiest looking guy you've ever seen in your life. I'm talking crew cut, Coke bottle glasses, you know, the pencils in his top pocket. Sits down, orders eight shots. I'm like, oh, this guy isn't with anybody. Right? Bangs, all eight shots. Tequila, I think. So I said, you know, I got to hang out and watch this. Right?
You wanted
this.
To go home, but...
You know, I mean, talk about out of his element. You
right.
Picture the front row at a Rolling Stones concert. Right? 1969. The camera's panning across the front row. Bikers, hippies, and all of a sudden there's Pee Wee Herman.
Right? That's where this guy...
Where this guy. So he looks and he goes, hey... You want to do it, Dr. Pepper? Like, the hell is that? You drop a shot in a Guinness or whatever?
That's a Huntington drink all the way. Yeah.
You know, I did one. I'm like, you know, that's not bad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And I'm banging them. I'm like, this is pretty good. The last thing I remember was saying, I don't think I should drive home. Right? That was the last thing I remember. I woke up Saturday morning. Now, you know how waterbeds work?
Yeah.
You know, water displacement, buoyancy.
Sure.
Normally, my alarm clock is right at eye level, right? I wake up, I'm like,
oh, no.
Why am I looking down at my alarm clock?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That meant somebody was on the other side pushing down on that bed, thus lifting you up a little more than you're used to.
270 pounds worth.
Oh, my God. Where did you find it?
What the hell?
You don't even remember.
No. No. The last thing I remember was saying, I think I should get a ride home.
And you ended up with a chick that was 270 pounds.
At least.
Were you hypnotized?
At least. I was anesthetized.
Oh, my God.
Now, I got up and I said, you got to go. You have to get up.
Before any of my pals come over.
Yeah, right?
I'll never live it down.
Oh, it's too late now. You know, I mean, I went back to the bar the next day to get my car. The whole place was looking at me like, are you nuts? I'm like, you know. But, yeah.
Bill's nailed some pretty quality tail in his day, too, you know. Like, it's his reputation. He walks out with a heifer. It's like, whoa. He's slumming tonight.
I think that heifer carried me out. Put me in her back pocket and took me home.
Oh, man.
So anyway, I said, they said, you know the guy that was buying you those Dr. Peppers? I said, yeah. They said, the paramedics had to show up, took him out on a stretcher.
That's a good night.
You were the lucky one, I guess,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, all time low. All time low.
That's a good story, too.
Been better off in the stretcher.
Yeah,
I know. I would have been.
Too funny. Bill, you're going to tell the other story or what? You've told it before, but it's just, it's a killer.
Bill had a great
Well, you know, I'm working my butt off. You know, I'm sending my wife to school to become an RN, paying for the house, and she finally gets a job as an RN.
I can't look.
Starts banging the doctor.
Oh, man. Oh, she's still
Turns
hard to swallow.
Yeah. Turns out to be my best friend's second cousin.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, I said to him, I'm like, hey, you know, what's the deal with this guy? He's like, oh, he bangs all the nurses. I'm like,
oh, just give it up. Yeah.
Great. Great. So I basically, you know, got booted out of the house, took everything, left me with nothing, and
you know, my mother's saying, well, don't worry, honey. What goes around comes around. I'm like, yeah, Ma, right. You know? Yeah. You know, there's no way this is ever going to even out. A couple of years later, I hear from my best friend that the guy gets in an accident with his Jaguar, bites off his tongue, and they can't find it. So I figured I'd give him a jingle.
You called him up.
I called him up. Remember me? Cat got your tongue? Dick.
Wow.
I asked my wife, how's that feel? Like nothing.
He's giving you a little stub.
I love that story.
Oh.
Power by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
Are your debts threatening your peace of mind? Here are some danger signs. If you borrow from one credit card to pay off another. If you're maxed out on two or more cards. If you can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. But now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you reduce your debt load and get caught up again. It's called Ameridebt. Call them at 1-800-241-6537. Ameridebt can help you reduce your monthly payments as much as 50%. They'll negotiate with your creditors for you, eliminating or reducing your interest rates, and they'll consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment. Even if you're not a homeowner, even if you're way behind, Ameridebt can help. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Ameridebt now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-241-6537. It's completely confidential and there's no obligation. If you've noticed the debt danger signs, or if you're just tired of worrying about your bills, there's help waiting. Call Ameridebt now. 1-800-241-6537.
Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Anthony, I want to start the show by talking about Sex in the City. You know,
why do you watch it? Why do you subject yourself to that?
No. Ben and Rick like Sex in the City.
You watch it, though.
No, this is the first episode of the new season because they've been ranting and raving. You know,
see, I didn't even know that. I couldn't even have told you it was the first episode of the new season.
No. This is the first episode I've seen of the new season. It's been on about 4 or 5 weeks already.
All right.
So there was nothing else going on last night with, you know, all the thunderstorms and stuff. So I'm like, all right.
More excuses.
No.
I'm kidding. I don't care.
I'm not as paranoid as you. I can check out a show even if it sucks or I don't like it.
You catch Queer as Folk?
No, that one I don't check out. I did check out 6 Feet Under, though, right after Sex and the City, because they had some porn star in a bathtub getting electrocuted.
It's kind of a cool show, yeah. Too.
But after that, then I turned it off because, you know, I saw what I needed to see, those luscious cans. Anyway, Sex and the City last night.
Yeah.
How do we get this on the radio?
Ooh,
I'm sure there's other guys out there completely horrified by Sex and the City last night. The girls were sitting around talking about balloon knot.
Ah, very good.
Balloon knot munching.
Right.
Balloon knot munching.
Tossing salad. Rimmer.
The rimmer. Sure, why not?
Dude,
I was completely horrified and completely just disgusted.
This is when you're going around to the back door.
Right.
The back door. We described it good enough? The dirty penny.
Tim, what's going on?
Opie,
yeah.
That show last night, I couldn't bring myself to watch it. It's called Tookus Lingus, they called it.
Yeah, they called it Tookus Lingus last night.
Tookus Lingus. And did you see the part when they were in bed and he kind of like shoved the back?
Yeah.
Kind of brought it up to his face. He's like, come on now, honey.
Yeah, let me explain this whole damn thing. Thank you. Tookus Lingus. So, who's the redhead? Miranda?
Miranda, yeah.
Miranda has a new boyfriend.
He doesn't watch the show, but he knows her name.
Dude, I've watched.
Hey, he had to ask, and you knew, Rick.
All right.
I know the names, but I don't know who's who. Is, you know, Carrie or?
Yeah.
Carrie, right? And then who's the oversexed?
Samantha.
Samantha, yeah.
I couldn't even.
And then the one that's married, I don't really know her name.
Charlotte.
Charlotte, that's right. Okay.
Oh, God, I'm a fag.
So Miranda has this new boyfriend that she met in the park because she's training for the marathon.
Uh-huh.
So they got all sweaty and stuff. And, of course, you know, they had to go have sex.
Because that's what the show's about. Four women kind of past their prime effing.
Effing all the time.
Ugh.
And I find it deeply disturbing. And this type of thing should not be on my TV.
I know it's going on. I know, you know, it's happening out there. But why the hell is it a show? I don't get... I'd just rather see a collection of girls, if I'm going to watch a show, maybe a little hotter, maybe a little less city miles on them, you know?
Yeah.
They're all looking like they've had, you know, they're oversexed, but they've had a little too much.
Yeah. Well, that's fine and dandy, but now they're taking it to extremes. So Miranda's back at her place, and the guy's having sex with her and stuff, and uh-huh. She ends up on her belly.
Okay.
And all of a sudden she's complaining because she's all sweaty as he's kissing her back and stuff.
Oh, and she's like, don't.
Hot.
Is she saying, like, don't, I'm sweaty?
Yeah, and he said something like, it tastes good, or I don't know, whatever, you taste good. And then...
Oh, no.
And then...
They were jogging? You work up kind of a froth.
Yeah.
Jogging like that.
Yeah, so he keeps... He's going
further and further, right?
And he gets to the tuchus lingus.
All right.
And by her reaction, she kind of liked it.
So she's liking it.
She's a sweaty, piggy mess, and this guy is doing that to
he's
her.
He's cleaning up the swamp.
Woo!
He's drudging it.
Cleaning the tailpipe.
Why not?
So then the girls have to discuss it.
Of course. Now they're going to sit around, what, drinking coffee and talking about
then
it?
Then they have to, you know, discuss whether they should reciprocate, right?
Yes.
Right. So then later on in the episode, the guy and Miranda having sex again, sweaty. This was horrific, man.
And what did she tell him that... Maybe she should reciprocate.
No. She didn't really know what to do. She wasn't sure.
So was the guy assuming that she would?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So he's on his belly.
It's unspoken.
He's on his belly. Miranda's like, you want a back rub? And he goes, yeah. And so she starts rubbing his back and then, like, slowly moving her hands downward. He's on his belly.
Yeah.
As she's moving her hands down, he decides to raise the tuchus.
Oh, yeah. Like when you have a cat that's in heat and you pet its back and they go, row.
So he starts raising the tuchus all the way up. And now it's just man on HBO.
They do enough of that with Oz.
Yeah, totally.
And then he's in a weird position and she said something like, I don't want to do that.
Oh, she told him no.
Right. And then he was all embarrassed and there was.
Well, of course.
It was just horrific, man.
What a mess.
It was the worst. Gay Marco.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Queer. I love that show more than Queer as Folk.
What, Sex and the City?
It is so great.
Why?
I love it.
Disgusting women.
I never miss it.
Aren't there dirty, disgusting women on that show?
But you know what? I can relate to it more than I can relate to Queer as Folk.
Why?
I don't know why. I just think that Sex and the City is like, I think it's really gay men as women.
Oh, women in drag? Well... Sarah Jessica Parker.
I can relate to all the characters so much. I really can. More than Queer as Folk. Queer as Folk is so over the top. But I love Sex and the City. And all my gay friends love it. Every gay man loves it.
Because you're a slut.
Did you watch last night's episode?
Yes. Oh, my God. That was so hot. He had the cutest tiny. I would have been there in a second.
Of course you would.
Copper penny and all.
How many times did you do that during the gay parade?
Oh, quite a number of times. Oh.
It would have looked like he was eating a Hershey bar out in the middle of the sun.
Ah, oh.
Thanks, Marco.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, what's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to say that you guys are like, you know, bitching and moaning about this Sex and the City business, but it's like our version of Opie and Anthony for girls.
We were just discussing
Holy
that
Jesus.
With the Time reporter that's in our studio right now.
Yeah.
We were just saying that.
Time doesn't do the urinating thing like Penthouse, do they? They have girls. You're going to start with that?
First barrier next week.
Yeah. Lisa, we were telling Joel that about 2 hours ago. I don't know. This is, a peek into what you girls think about, huh?
Sure, yeah. No, I mean, because, you know, we're disgusting. Just that we don't get an opportunity to be publicly disgusting very often.
So did you watch Sex and the City last night?
I didn't see it last night.
The Tuchus Lingus?
Wait, well, are you able to relate to something like that?
I'm not commenting on that.
Which is yes. Absolutely yes.
So you would do the Turkish lingus?
I didn't say that.
No, I think she's gotten.
Anthony said that.
I think she's gotten, but I don't think she's reciprocated. Have you reciprocated?
Yes.
Oh, you've given the rusty trombone?
Oh, my God.
I'm a giving woman.
You know what goes on back there?
I'm well aware.
I mean, I think you girls are...
Well, there is showering, you know?
Yeah, but there's a difference. I mean,
there's also... Ugh.
Woman, you know what you're doing. It's like
pussies.
It's like walking through a frozen tundra. You could see for miles. You know what's going on. There's no hidden things going on. A man, it's the rainforest. Hack your way with a machete and something might come out and bite you.
Well, you know, guys shave these days as well.
Yeah, you ain't shaving. What are you shaving back there? Forget about it. By 5 o'clock, you'd have the Fred Flintstone 5 o'clock shadow going down there.
5 o'clock ring.
Ugh.
All right, Lisa, thank you.
Have a nice day, guys.
And what guy is shaving their butt? Come on. I don't even think Rick does that. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, O&A.
Hey, man.
Hey, I was watching it last night with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so we were watching. I said, hey, how about some, let's try that. And her response was like jumped off the couch and says, no freaking way in hell.
Wait, now, did you want to do it to her?
I wanted her to do it to me.
Oh, you wanted her to do it to
you? Yeah, because I dated a Spanish girl.
That should just be avoided at all costs. I'm sorry. That should not be an option in the bedroom.
I dated a Spanish girl, and she just was wild for that. It was like the best feeling you ever had in your life. So
you know,
I just figured, what the hell?
Get close, go around, you know, but stay away from the undercarriage. You know what I mean?
Gotta explore, my man.
No, I don't have to. You're the one looking for it, Pally.
We don't have to explore the whole planet. We know what's there.
I don't care how much Captain Morgan and Coke I have in my system that night. There's always like the instant sobriety light goes on. Uh-uh. Steer clear of that area.
You've entered a restricted zone. Please leave immediately.
Let's go to John. John, what's going on, man?
Hey, I just wanted to say, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Going tonguing the old balloon knot on a beautiful young lady is absolutely beautiful. I mean, the first time you do it, it's kind of like sticking your tongue to a 9-volt battery. You got to, like, pull your tongue back real quick. Like, oh! But then you get into it, and it's great. And they love it, too, no matter what they say.
He's with a fembot. 9-volt battery.
I just know what goes on back there, and
Well, you can't date skanks. You don't do it to some $3 whore off the street. You know, it's got to be a girl you know.
There's plenty of other parts to take care of.
You know, if a guy wants
to
do it to his chick, that's one thing. Fine. But the second a girl wants to do that to a guy, all of a sudden it just, it's really, really awful.
You had to see this guy raising his...
Did they get a real hairy actor for it?
The shot was from his head down.
Yeah.
So you saw it kind of like raising up.
And then denied. Ouch.
And he just kept going higher and higher, hoping for the best.
How do you go, all right, well, I'm denied. We'll just move on to something else. No, pack your stuff. Leave immediately.
Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Me and my girl only have sex in the city.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. And as far as that tongue and slingus goes,
yeah.
Hey, toes, elbows, and man.
All right. Thank you.
Toes, right. Elbow. The guy's into everything.
Adam, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
What's up, guys? Hey. I just started hanging out with this girl, so Friday night was like our third time together, and she's taking care of me, right? And, you know, as I'm finishing up, she puts her hand down there, and like, what a way to ruin it. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? And she's like,
hey, ho, hey,
hey, hey,
whoa,
hey.
She's like, I thought it feels good. I'm like, no. I'm like, yo, I'll hook you up. You know, I'll do the shaka thing if you want it. But like,
shaka. Oh, my brother tells the shaka story.
Shaka. Doing the pink one in the stink.
Yep.
One in the... that's pretty good.
I don't know if that...
Doing the grass, one in the...
I know. I don't know if that made the radio. All right, Adam. Thank you.
Bye.
Shaka. I can understand maybe a little tickle, but when you're talking...
That's a restricted zone.
James, what's up?
Restricted
what's
zone.
Up, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to let Anthony know you can't knock it until you have a girl try it to you.
Oh,
to
stop.
You.
Listen to me. It is the most insane feeling that you could possibly imagine.
Maybe after an acetone bath.
What?
No, I mean, what are you going to do? How the hell are you going to feel?
I think people are missing my point. I could almost see guys trying it on the chicks.
No. Yeah, you do that, too.
Chick on to the guy.
Yeah.
Think about it. You do it to a girl, it drives her nuts. If she's doing it to you, yeah, granted, shower, clean yourself off, whatever makes the other person happy. But it is the most amazing thing in the world.
And I would just be all...
spot. Just let a girl, you guys are famous, any girl would be willing to do this to you, try it once.
I'd just be sitting there...
on the air and say it wasn't the most amazing thing you've ever done.
All right. I'd be too preoccupied. What's back there? I think is there a Buick back there? I have no idea what's back there.
I consider myself pretty clean. I try to shower a lot and things like that. Middle of the summer, I come home. My underwear some days looks like we say, a shoe shine rag, okay? So I can't even imagine this, man.
I don't know.
Cannot imagine.
Hair.
Greg, what's going on?
Hey, O&A, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I have to agree with that last caller. It is the best feeling in the world.
You're a gay guy, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
But you know what? I mean, that... Hello?
Yeah.
But that guy has one thing that... that guy, his girl can't do one thing. I mean, maybe she can. But my boyfriend's always got, like, a 5 o'clock shadow going. It is like... It is like sandpaper, and it's just the most amazing feeling in the world.
Tell me more. Oh, my God.
Just in case there was a doubt on my sexuality, I just...
Nope, still straight. Oh, if you hear this one, you know the shocker is when you you have your pinky and your index finger?
Yeah.
And that's the shocker?
Right.
There's something called the spocker, which is you do the Vulcan salute. Now you have the ring finger and the pinky and your middle finger and the index finger. The spocker. That's from Freud. How do you know that?
My brother tells a great shocker story. I think you heard it. Girl woke up with fur all over her body.
Ugh.
It's a great story.
Was hairy?
No.
She woke up with fur all over her body.
He needs to tell a story, but he's got a big ass black dog that sleeps on his bed, so the bed has a lot of fur. And after they were done, it was just a sloppy mess, and they're rolling around that she had fur all
like
over.
Like sweat and dog hair. Nice.
But there's more to it because he shocked her, and it was funny.
At least then you'd have an excuse when you got to do that awkward... No, it's dog hair. A big, thick, curly dog hair.
He had to do the walk of shame to his bathroom window mirror because he knew he was going to do it. It's a great story.
The walk of shame?
He calls it the walk of shame.
Well, when you're embarrassed about who you're with?
When you know you're going to, you know... The walk of shame is many things. You've done the walk of shame, right? Like you're out all night and you have sex with a pig.
Right.
And then you have to do the walk of shame, you know, at like 8 a.m. back home.
With your dark clothes, like you're from the nightclub, you're in your dark clothes, you're like 3 hours of sleep, you reek of booze. Everyone knows a walk
You're just
of shame.
Ashamed of yourself. You know, you did the wrong thing the night before and you do the walk of shame home.
Can't look at yourself in the mirror as you pass it by.
Like,
it's just bad.
Oh, yeah.
You catch a glimpse of yourself through your periphery and you're just like, you disgust me.
you're roommates are up, getting ready for work. They got their suits on, and they got their coffee, and you smell like brew, and you're just a mess, and you don't have a job. You just did this pig last night.
You're stuck to your underwear.
Yeah. Isn't that the most painful thing? You got to take your underwear down.
Ow!
Yeah.
Now I got the sprinkler. Take me to my happy place, please. I'm a disgusting mess.
Let me go to Joe. We're just about done with the tuchus lingus. Joe, what's up?
Okay, guys, listen, I'm not gay, but I did have this one girl who used to do, she used to give me oral treats, as you would call it.
All right.
And I'm the kind of guy who, when I'm getting that, I'm very quiet. I just kind of grab onto whatever I can. I'm just like, hey, you know, I just...
Enjoy the ride.
Right. Well, one time, she started moving her way towards the back porch, if you know what I mean, and wham, I started getting it. And I tell you, at the point of O, I sound like a donkey getting hit by a wiffle ball bat. I was like, yeah. And she has the nerve to ask me. She has the nerve to ask me if I'm all right. I'm like, you have your me and my Swear to God, man.
Ugh.
All right, man. The bag of nuts are always supporting you guys. See you later.
Thank you, Joe.
The
Well, that's kind of a shocker.
More of this crap on the way. All right, we'll take a break, right?
All right.
We'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show. Stay there.
Opie Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
We should move on to the latest OJ stuff.
OJ always pops up in the news every few months. And he's back. Back with a vengeance. He can't keep his mouth shut. And I guess the New Yorker did an article on him.
There was a great little article in the Post yesterday.
Yeah, all the stuff from the article you'd care about is in the article from the Post.
Right.
This guy, I hate the fact that I think he thinks he's innocent now. I think he actually believes he didn't kill two people when he did kill two people. And don't give me the he was acquitted stuff. He was acquitted because everyone knows. They kind of screwed some stuff up with evidence, maybe. I think they just spun it that way. But it doesn't mean he didn't do it.
You don't even have to explain yourself at this point. Even the black people are starting to understand that O.J. did it.
Right. Yeah, that was...
You're talking like it's 3 years ago. Even the black people are turning around and going, you know something? Okay.
The O.J. did it.
Yeah. Our own Earl finally changed his opinion.
No, I don't think Earl is definitely committed.
No? Nope.
I think Earl, our black representative of this program...
Get Earl.
I don't remember where he stood on this.
I thought the last time we talked about this on the radio, he was starting to admit that O.J. did it.
Well, Earl just says things like, well, he was acquitted. He, went on trial, and he was acquitted. So who am I to say? You know, that's what everybody... That was the cop-out that a lot of people gave. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ. The guy hacked up two people. And he goes about his business every day. He's getting on the news. Fox just had a huge interview with him. The guy loves the attention. He loves the publicity. He loves the image he used to have, the nice O.J. running through the airport. Everyone loved him. And, the Naked Gun movies, the fun little Nordberg character bouncing down the stairs in the wheelchair and then flying off into the field. But he wants that back. But he's trying to get it through these interviews. He talks, and the more he says, the funnier it gets. Because the stuff he says is just outrageous.
That's great comedy. Earl,
our black representative, our man on the street.
Earl, say hi to Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland.
They got any schwoogies in Cleveland, Earl?
Oh, God.
Who are you?
Bruce Mittman?
What's up,
Earl? Plenty of black people.
I know. Of course there are.
Okay. So do you think O.J. is still innocent, Earl?
I always contend that he never did. He didn't do it by himself.
He had
to have had help.
That's what it was. Okay, I do remember he changed his opinion.
He had to have
now
had
Now you're starting
help.
To say that he did it with help.
In the actual murder or in getting away with it?
Oh, I think a little bit of both. He had to have had help.
Robert Kardashian?
Somebody helped him. Oh, was it Al Cowling? Somebody helped him.
That's your latest? That someone helped him?
Two people had to have done that.
Why? Why? He's a huge guy.
The only prints they found at the crime scene were O.J.
They found a bunch of O.J. stuff. That other guy must have been really good because he left nothing.
No, maybe he was on O.J.'s shoulders. Just driving. I don't know. But he couldn't have done it by himself.
Unless the other guy was Ron Goldman. Because that was the only other guy that was there, Earl.
But you finally admit that, Earl, that O.J. did it, right?
The evidence is overwhelming that he did it, of course. But the trial?
Wow, look at that.
But in the trial... If you followed that trial, there was no way you could have convicted him.
Oh, stop
no
it now.
No way.
Yes, Earl, juror number 8. Are you kidding me? You could twist any trial around and make it seem like there was so much evidence there. Ah, that's
hysterical.
There
were just too many holes.
Too many holes, yeah, in Nicole and Ron. That's what there were too many holes. They planted the glove. It wasn't me. Wasn't me. Come on. Who can forget the limo driver? The most damaging testimony. The limo driver pulls up to the gate. He's calling for O.J. to take him to the airport. And O.J.'s not there.
O.J.? O.J., I'm waiting in the limo. O.J.? He said he was going to be here. I don't see him. O.J.? Who's that? Who's that running? Oh, that's O.J. I see O.J. in a sweatsuit and he's running into the house. O.J.! Wait! O.J.! I just saw him go in the house. O.J.?
No, he never said he saw OJ.
Hello?
OJ, I just saw you run in.
No, I was chipping golf balls. He said he saw a dark figure run by him. But who else was it, Earl? It was the OJ.
What was it? I don't know if he was either asleep or...
It was O. There were two people, O and J. That was O. I'm J. He's all out of breath. Hello?
OJ, your car's here.
I was sleeping. I was killing two... I was sleeping.
Please, don't tell me there were holes in the testimony.
Vinny.
No weapon.
I wonder what's going on, brothers.
Vinny the racist making a triumphant comeback.
Let me just say this. Yeah, what a coincidence. The same night his wife gets her head cut off, he almost has his thumb cut off in a hotel in Chicago. Not only that, O&A, come on, the Bruno Mars shoes are only 12 pair sold in the whole country. Coincidentally...
The footprints
walking around in Bruno Mars shoes, and his old wife bought him a pair. Come on, what are you kidding me, Earl?
All the blood.
Jordan and Larry King. They had the Jordan Larry King, and the guy said Larry King says to the black Jordan wore the 49er hat. Yeah, but what about the DNA? Oh, the DNA. Everybody's got red blood. Come on.
You know what it is, Earl? When you say there are holes in the case, all those things they brought up, like the second bag that they put the bag with the sample in wasn't labeled properly. Exactly. Oh, my God. Dismiss the case.
Oh, I mean, how much further can you go? Not only that, when finally O.J. was acquitted, did you see, Anthony? Did you see the face of Karakashian? His mouth dropped. He was shocked.
Yeah.
What a disgrace.
Robert Kardashian standing like, oh, my God, they let him off.
This country should be ashamed of themselves to let this go on.
Even
this
years later.
Isn't there somebody down in Florida where this guy lives that could shoot this guy or stab him, give him a little bit of what he deserves? Come on.
He is in some type of purgatory. He's in his own little hell because he's not getting the...
I don't think so, man. He's not getting the love.
Nah,
he's having a good life, according to the Post.
Well, he moved to Florida because the laws they have say they can't take your house to pay off debts, and they can't garnish your wages.
Right.
So he's just living large.
Yeah, this interview is going to be in the New Yorker hitting stands this week. We have a copy of the interview already. But some of the juicier stuff. You want to go through this real fast?
Well, the thing that I thought was the best line was O.J. wondering, I wonder if I've ever run into the person who killed Nicole. Have I talked to them? Do I see them every day?
Yeah, in the mirror.
Exactly. Hello, 911, I saw the killer in my bathroom. And then he disappeared when I opened the medicine cabinet. I don't know what happened. He must know some kung fu, because when I go to reach for him, we touch fingertips. And I can't seem to get around to grab him by the neck. He seems to know my every move. I saw him outside of Macy's. When I was outside, I saw him inside the store through the window. And then when I went in, he was outside the store.
Unbelievable,
he's like,
man.
Some kind of ninja.
I mean, isn't that Earl? He must feel like a real idiot. And here's a guy that probably a couple years ago swore up and down that O.J. didn't do it. I mean, Earl, don't you feel like a fool?
I've always contended that given that case, there was no way you can convict O.J.
Oh, no. Okay, there's no way to kill him. The guy was walking around with a 12-inch machete. No, they said you need two people to cut off two people's heads. Come on, Earl. Give me a break.
Yeah, that Ron Goldman wasn't the biggest guy.
No, the guy weighed about 165 pounds, and Nicole weighed about 95. Come on. And this guy's a 250-pound ex-football player with a 12-inch machete. Give me a break, girl.
Anthony on the phones wants in on this. Anthony.
Yo,
what's up?
Why do y'all think that O.J. did it?
Oh, where are you getting? Oh, come on.
I mean, come on,
your name is Anthony. Your name isn't Anthony. What's your real name? Come on, Shaheed.
What's my real name?
Come on, Shaheed, ain't it?
Come on, dog. I mean, it's clear that, you know what I mean? The boy ain't do it.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
You got to believe at this point that O.J. did it.
No. Not at all.
Come on. Not at all. Who do you think did it, Anthony?
Who I think did it?
Yeah.
I don't know who did it. I know O.J. didn't do it.
No. Of course
not. It wouldn't have been O.J.
I wonder if I eat breakfast with the killer every morning. I wonder if me and the killer share our bowl of Captain Crunch and the same spoon.
I wonder if I talk to him every day.
Cut off the same night that Nicole's head got cut off, his thumb almost gets cut off. Coincidence. That's how close they were to
that
each other.
That happened in Chicago when I found out she died, and I broke it on a piece of foam rubber.
No.
I cut myself on the bedspread.
Three people backed up that story, including two cops, saying he was holding a glass, and said when they told him that she was dead, he's...
I better break a glass in my hand in front of the cops before they see this cut on my hand.
Right, exactly.
All right, Vinny, thank you.
I love you guys, Anthony. You know what I'm talking about.
All right, there we go. I wonder, it's amazing. I wonder if the real killer satisfies me with his hand at night before I go to bed. I bet he does.
Joe, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was wondering if the killer maybe has some kind of a force field. So when you go to touch him, it feels like you're hitting something like, I don't know, a mirror maybe.
He's got a force field. Every time I grab for him, no matter what I go to grab him with, he's got the same thing, and they touch together, and I can't get any closer. It's like a force field or something.
Nick, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I was just watching on TV that OJ on a live phone interview for 45 minutes.
The guy loves the publicity.
This guy's playing golf, waving at the cameras, being Mr. Innocent over here. I wonder if he's ever showered with the killer.
The killer washes my genitals every day.
Congratulations on syndication, boys.
Hey, thank you, Nick.
Later.
All right.
Yeah, there are some great things in here, though, that he talks about. One being that he always thought Nicole was hot. And he sees girls walking down the sidewalk, and he's always trying to hit on them. And he said, I loved the way Nicole looked. If I saw her on the sidewalk right now, I'd pull over and hit on her if she had a different head. That's a quote.
Well, he tried to give Nicole a different head.
That's all I was doing.
Giving her a different head.
I was doing a head transplant. Dr. OJ. Now, you're OJ. You know what kind of how they're going to scrutinize everything you say. Why do you say something about Nicole's head that you almost cut off?
And the women love OJ. They all want to have sex with OJ.
He calls that the bad boy syndrome. That the girls come to come at him and love him because he's a bad boy. He's a bad boy, all right. And then his lawyer is just great. He thinks OJ is going to be back to doing mainstream media very shortly when he's vindicated. He says, I'd like to see him back on top. He says, Americans are very forgiving. They forgave Marv Albert, and they forgave Frank Gifford. Frank tried to get a little anal off a hooker, that's all. And Marv, what, he bit a girl's neck a little bit?
Hey, bit a girl.
It's not like he killed anybody.
I think Marv was trying to get some tuchus lingus.
He's going in with his butt up in the air.
He was going in for some tuchus lingus.
Yes! I'll do you, you do me. Yes. Wonderful. No, that's not a toupee in my crack. What God, what a sense of humor he has. Took the hair from my head, but my ass looks like a Wookiee. Yes.
Jason has a problem. Jason, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
How could Earl abandon OJ?
I didn't abandon OJ.
OJ is clearly innocent.
Say you abandoned OJ. Who's gonna hate you for that, Earl?
Earl, you abandoned him.
How did that... I have always given
gave
that
up
case,
on him.
You could not have convicted the guy. Do I think he?
Earl, he's clearly innocent. Earl,
not without help.
The guy. If there was a videotape, there would be less evidence. If there was a videotape of him doing it, that wouldn't be as good as the evidence was that they had.
OJ didn't kill anybody.
Could have done it. You think I was Nordberg in the wheelchair? They altered the tape. I didn't really fly onto the field.
All right, Jason, thank you.
All right, later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
He says, as a father, because now this lawyer of his, Galanter his name is, he's trying to paint OJ as just this great dad and everything. As a father, I was just a disciplinarian before. That must have been nice, knowing that he slit your mother's throat. You know, you do something bad, who knows what's coming.
Who the hell's going to speak up in that house?
He says he's a horrible cook, you know, cooking's for a mom. I don't cook. A man's natural instinct is to solve problems. Yeah, slice a throat, problem solved. Like when Jason and Sydney did a lot of things, I never caught her. I said, that's one reason why I love her. She's smart enough not to get caught. Again, OJ, people are watching every word you say. She's her mom's all over again.
She's got them German genes.
And then she says,
her grandmother, my wife, now my daughters, those bitches will wear you out. That's a quote from OJ. Those bitches will wear you out. It's the bitches that are gitches. It's the bitches that are gitches.
And he's talking about, you know, he's done a couple of these alleged sex tapes and stuff. He says when he was in Vegas, the tabloid said I was the reigning king of porn. That I had sex with two girls four times each in 2.5 hours. If I could do that, I'd be in porno films. A guy 53, but I ain't need no Viagra yet. Thank God it's still there. Then flashing his OJ grin, he repeated the old joke. I met this girl once. She tells me she only dates guys with 10 inches. I said, baby, I ain't cutting off 2 inches for no one.
He makes a cutting joke.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, though.
OJ comedy team.
Yeah, I'd check him out at Caroline's if he was doing material like that.
OJ at Caroline's. Right. I'm opening for Jay Moore.
Tigger, what's going on?
What's good, my niggas?
Hey.
Yo, I'm wondering, does the killer sleep with OJ's girlfriend?
Yes, he does.
He's seen it on tape.
I was watching the tape. I saw the killer banging my girlfriend.
And he got a pretty big...
Call myself.
Call myself. Latest, boys.
All right, Tigger. The article says, a woman reading the news on CNN... On the overhead television, Simpson looked up at her and said, man, she got old quick. When do you think the last time she was late? Must have had to be Bobby Batista.
That crooked eye.
That crossed eye of hers.
She needs OJ's schlong to get that eye back into shape. I'll pee whip her.
Hey, Lou, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, you guys over there?
Hey, man.
You know what's funny, man? When's the last time you heard on the news or anything that we almost found OJ's killers or something? We've never ever heard that. They're not even attempting to go do anything.
OJ's looking. Shut up.
Yeah, all the golf courses in America.
That's it.
He's in the sand trap on 5. I'll go look for him. Oh, my ball's here too. I might as well play the game.
OJ sees the killer in the mirror and he's left-handed.
He goes,
yeah.
OJ says, you never know in this world what rings your bell.
He goes, now that Heather Graham girl is fine. And that Jennifer Love Hewitt, that girl got booty for days. Hey, what do you think? I would love to hear her just scream from the... I know what you did last summer, bitch. It's like a real-life horror movie. She must read that quote and go, oh, Jesus Christ.
That girl got booty for days. CNN reporter was now reading a story about the breakup of Meg Ryan and Russell Crowe. Simpson watched until the report was over. Then he said, you think if Crowe and Quaid ever met, they'd fight?
He shook his head. As a man, you got to punch the guy that effed your wife. Or, you know, kill the guy that brings back her sunglasses. Either one. Whatever.
Let's go to Luke. Hey, Luke, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Obi? What's up, Tony?
It's the Greg and Tony show.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was about to say, OG's like Fight Club. He doesn't know he's Todd Durden yet.
He doesn't know yet?
Nah, I don't think so.
I'm OJ.
He doesn't realize he's the same guy yet.
It's OJ Simpson's Tyler Durden. he picked up a call, and it was Christy Prati. So the reporter goes, oh, is that your girlfriend? He goes, oh, man, she ain't my girlfriend. She just, you know, and then he made a thrusting motion with his hips.
She just, you know.
He's out of his mind.
He says, find me a girl who owns a golf course and will pay all my bills, and I'm pretty sure I'll marry her.
This guy's great, man. Jimmy!
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I was watching Fox News Channel about an hour ago. They were interviewing him live on the phone.
Yeah.
He said he's been contacted to be a reporter on criminal trials. I just thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
A court reporter?
Yeah, on criminal trials, but he wouldn't say, like, what company called him yet.
Wow.
He's the one guy that would be reporting it in the court, and the witnesses go, he did it.
It's OJ. No, that was Pedro Guerrero. He had kilos of cocaine in the trunk.
Maria, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I think it was his son who did it.
Well, let's ask Earl. Earl?
I'm sorry?
Did OJ's son have anything to do with this?
I don't know. Oh,
yeah, he did. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm going with that.
Well, it could be the second person.
I just think there was two. He had to have a second person involved.
All right. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm pretty pissed off at you two, man.
Why?
I haven't seen Fight Club yet, man. You ruined the end of it.
Jackass.
Come on.
Thank that you, old gag. Hey. All right. Anything else in that article?
Yeah, there was something else when it seems they're hanging out at the table at this restaurant. And first of all, more girls, they go in to meet, like, these three girls that are hanging out with the writer and another guy, the lawyer. And OJ, again, looks to make sure the girls aren't looking, looks at the guys, and does the pelvic thrusting motion again. Like, yeah, we all gonna get some. Then they're sitting there, and Christy starts talking about something with OJ. Why he left L.A. or something. He said, yeah, that's why you couldn't wait to leave. He turned me down, grinning. And then he turns to one of the reporters and goes, you're into Christy, huh? He raised the eyebrows. Did you ever fool around on your wife? Everyone fools around and lies about it. Everyone lies. Christy did not speak again for the rest of the evening. She just knew to shut her mouth at that point. And then she got mad. He got mad at her because the next day the reporter talked to her. And he said, yeah, I was very uncomfortable. OJ told me to watch what I say when I'm with a writer. But he's out there saying all kinds of funny stuff.
A friend of Simpson's discounted any threat to Prati's life, saying OJ was really in love with Nicole, but he doesn't care enough about Christy to kill her.
Yeah.
That's a quote from one of Simpson's friends.
Doesn't care enough about her. Eh, it makes sense when you think of it in the OJ, in OJ's world.
Wow. Well, there's a lot more to this.
That's right.
There you have it.
Was there a grassy knoll near the house? Because I think I saw a puff of smoke from there. I need a patsy. She got booty for days. Booty for days.
We'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show. Stay there.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Well, what's up, Anthony?
Hey, man.
It's the O&A show.
Yes, it is.
It's a great day, Anthony.
Beautiful day.
It's unbelievable out.
It had that spring smell, didn't it, when you went outside?
Oh, that's what I was smelling out there.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was smelling.
Too fat.
Yeah. No, it is great out. Spring fever has hit, Anthony.
Beautiful. You can feel it. In the air, people driving around with their windows down, maybe.
Uh-huh.
The sunroof open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to say hi to everyone I saw at the Knick game last night at the Garden.
Were you sitting in the seats we usually sit in?
Yeah.
Those seats?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we had the game on for a couple of minutes in the office, and I think we saw you.
Really?
Yeah. And not a joke.
All right, here's the joke.
No, I swear it wasn't a joke. It was the hat.
It was the hat?
Yeah, yeah. Because on TV it turned up a little pink. So.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. I'm serious.
You're such a dick.
It's no joke.
What a douche. At least I go to sporting events and stuff.
I went to the Knicks game with you last time.
And support the team and things like that.
Oh, support the team. Like, the Knicks care if you're there.
No, you know what I mean.
As long as big fat Star Jones is on the sideline and Spike, that's all they care about. The celebrity.
Star Jones was there. Spike,
was she?
Spike was there. No, she's Tom Brokaw last night. No Woody Allen.
She's one of those big, fat, like, Nick groupies. She goes to every game? I'm convinced.
Every game I've been to, she's been there, yes.
Some people like that. Star.
I'm convinced she just wants to be seen there.
I think that's part of it. Another part of it is it's a reason for her to talk to men. You know what I mean? Like, if she goes to the Knick game, she could start a conversation. You know, ooh, how about them Knicks? Ooh, I was at the game last night. Me, big, fat Star Jones was there. I'm a lawyer, you know. but I think it just gives her something to talk about. You know? Like, oh, she's there at every game.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the sideline.
Well, she's in the front row.
Courtside.
You know, those courtside seats are just unbelievably expensive, Anthony.
This is a great game. More chicken wing. You know, oh, that was a good shot. Right in my mouth. I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about the guy throwing chicken wings at.
You know, people work their whole lives to try to get really good seats.
Yeah.
When you're going for season tickets, you know the deal, right?
Sure. Very hard.
Can you imagine after, like, you know, years and years, you finally get, like, courtside seats at the Garden, and you have to sit next to Star Jones?
Oh.
Because the seats in the Garden to begin with are so freaking next to each other. It's
very
ridiculous.
Tiny. Yeah. Then they try to squeeze as many asses in there as possible.
Then you got Star Jones's thigh on your leg as you're trying to sit down and watch the Knicks.
And she's like moving all over trying to get see the game.
Yeah.
I got to see that game.
Right.
Where the ball? Let me look it down this side of the court. And meanwhile, you know, you got the big, flabby holiday ham arm like bashing in the face. Oh. But I'm a diva, so it's okay.
Paid all that money for those seats.
And that tasted. What is that? Oh, a basketball? I ate the basketball. Look at that. I can't even tell.
Can't even tell. pay all that money for those seats, and you only get to use a corner of them?
Yeah.
Gee, thanks.
Because Star Jones, a big, giant hippo calf and thigh is right brushed up against your leg. Ooh, that's good. That's a unique flavor. What is it? Oh, I'm sorry. That's your arm. I seem to have taken a bite out of your forearm. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Anyway.
I like having a little... sometimes I like eating a little Chinese here at the game. Oh, I just ate Sun Yi. Sorry, Woody.
Woody couldn't be bothered. He wasn't there last night.
No.
Know who was there?
Oh.
I spent half the game checking out one of my favorite actresses of all time.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't know she was either married or... just hanging with
a dude.
With Kevin Klein.
Kevin Klein, let me see. Phoebe Cates.
Are they married?
Yeah.
Huh.
Does she look good?
Huh. Oh, yeah?
She was going through a phase.
She hasn't aged a bit, Anthony. She's sitting there with Kevin Klein, and I'm staring at her the whole damn time.
Really?
Huh.
Where was she sitting? Like where?
You know where Brokaw sits?
Yeah.
Kind of like...
Why couldn't I be there to see Phoebe Cates? You know, I spanked alabaster just like Judge Reinhold did in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Ah. Yes. I love that one. Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates, yeah.
Remember that scene where Phoebe comes out of the swimming pool? I always...
Wait, Tom, let me get the music. Let me get the music for you so we can take you right back,
I
okay?
like to make believe it's me.
All right, here we go.
Spanking out a batch in the bathroom. Oh, yeah. Here she comes. Yeah. Oh. There it is, little... She dives in the pool, swims up to the ladder... Now she climbs out of the pool slowly, misting water behind her as she unbuckles her brassiere and opening up between those lovely Phoebe Cates boobs and says, Tom, you know I've always wanted you. Doesn't anybody freaking knock anymore? Those guys are fags. And then we're gonna wing on over to London and jam with the Stones. Awesome. Totally awesome. But isn't this our time, Mr. Hand? Righteous bucks. Hey, a nice jacket. I love those boots. When it comes to making out, always remember, side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
That's right. Very good, Tom.
Tom Rocha, a big fan of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
That was great. I can fix it. I've got an awesome set of tools. Look at that. Look at now I'm banging Jennifer Jason Leigh in a pool cabana. She's only 17, but look at those saggy boobs. What's up with her? She's naked in every movie.
She was naked in every movie. You're right, Tom.
Looking very bad in every movie naked.
Yeah.
But Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool. We all remember that scene. I remember leaving a little a little bash on the bottom of the NBC News desk after I saw the screen. But felt a little woozy, a little lightheaded. In Big Tom's head and Little Tom.
Hey!
Hour by Opie and Anthony, serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW, New York. Opie Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
All right, Anthony, we've heard that a few mommies are on the way to try to win the Britney Spears tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
We're
going to definitely play Mommy, What Would You Do for Britney Spears tickets today. We got a few of the mommies coming down, okay?
Which ones do we have?
We got the banana lady, we got the watermelon lady, and we got the mother-daughter diaper-changing team, Anthony.
The mother-daughter diaper. That's the one I'm looking for.
Yeah, the mother changing a diaper on an 18-year-old girl.
Yes.
That just happens to be her daughter.
Yes.
So,
what's up, Rick?
Banana Rose is here.
Banana Rose! Okay. I think she should do her stunt.
That's yep. It. Just the banana chick.
After all the stuff that we had going on.
That's the one you didn't want. Oh. Remember playing grab bag in school and yeah. When they bring in the presents and you got the lousiest grab bag in there?
You got the Chia Pet or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
This is definitely, thanks, a pen. Oh, it's a cross pen. I don't give a fly. I don't care what kind of pen it is. It's a pen.
We had all these mommies calling the last few days to try to win the Britney Spears tickets. We had some stuff that...
Queefs, Hummers that were just going to be given out by 18-year-old crack whores.
Right.
I don't know. Oh, look, Crayola crayons. Not even the big box with the sharpener on the side. No, we had anal that was going to go on in this studio. So what do we end up with? The banana lady. Okay, it's not bad. But
that's great.
We had asparagus going in the back door a little while back, I remember.
So how are we going to get
excited
over this?
Wiffle ball bats. We were tossing cherries into the leather Cheerio no more than a week ago. So banana chick showed up. Great. I'm just thrilled to death.
Wait a
minute. I turned down a Hummer from a crack whore.
Right. All right, let's meet Rose.
Yeah, let's bring her in.
This is great.
Oh, I bet this even gets better, Opie. Yeah. Let's bring her in. Let's see how much better the banana gig gets.
Now, you got to apologize to Rose.
No, I'm not in an apologetic mood today. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I could give a flying ass.
What are you pissed at?
I'm not pissed. The Tommy thing set me off. And then...
And we're disappointed now that our mommy, what would you do for Britney Spears tickets?
I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed. Nothing personal. I swear to you.
I at least showed up.
Nothing personal, but I was hoping for a mother-daughter diaper change, a mother-daughter queefing, a mother-daughter makeout session. Instead,
the banana and the tailpipe routine.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's cool and all, but maybe I just need a drink.
Hey, I at least started
you,
it
Rick.
Off.
No, I like I said, nothing personal. But it's like, the banana.
Wow.
Out of all the things we had, it was the banana. You know what I mean? It's like scratching off the lotto ticket. No, I won $1. Hey, I won. But it's $1. I know I'm just going to go in the store, get another ticket, and it'll be a loser. This is the equivalent of the $1 lottery ticket.
Let's.
I'm sorry. What can I say?
I don't have to do it. Do you want me to leave?
You know something? Yeah.
No!
Okay.
Just leave. That means we'll have to do Spaz's Week in Review, dude. What's worse at this point?
Truthfully, bring on Spaz. Rose, thank you.
I've never seen Ed act like this, Rose.
Dude, you need a beer.
You need a beer, man. You need a sea breeze.
Look, I'm teasing, of course.
How about a margarita?
No.
Need a margarita? No.
Of course, I'm joking. Of course. We are all looking forward to seeing you jam a banana. She's getting all pissed. Opie, what did you do to our guest? You got her all agitated.
No, I'm usually the one, but today it's you. I'm very surprised. Rose, I'm the sweetheart. That's the a-hole over there.
Yeah, today. These roles can change during the show or every other show. Stay tuned. I was really looking forward to the diaper changes. I'm sorry.
Don't
Rose,
up with that at home.
I swear, I'm sorry.
I didn't say
no matter what happens, it has nothing to do with you personally. It is just the talent that you have and what you want to do on the show isn't quite what I thought we would be seeing. I thought it would be like a warm up.
I'm the only one that showed up.
You know something? You go to see a band that you like. You know, if you want to go see STP, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the warm up band comes on. You know, you would never go see that warm up band, right?
Depends who's playing.
But since they're usually you wouldn't just go out of your way to go see it.
What if it's like Godsmack?
Well, that would be cool. Yep. But it's not Godsmack. We're talking Zebra. You know?
Come on.
Like, if Zebra's warming up for STP, right? You would watch Zebra and go, okay, I'm watching Zebra. I'm waiting for STP.
Right.
But Zebra on its own is like, huh.
Well, Ed, let's let Zebra perform, and maybe, just maybe, STP will show up.
You know nothing new is going to happen. No. It's going to be who's behind the door. It's going to be all the same old Zebra tunes again. And it's just Zebra.
But see,
we've seen Zebra 1,000 times.
But Scott Whalen's off the H, so he might get out of the hotel room and show up.
STP is not showing up
today.
We're stuck with Zebra.
Wow.
Not even all a Zebra, just the singer doing an acoustic set. I don't know. Maybe we're just getting jaded. Maybe I'm being a little harsh. I understand.
Tell me what you want.
I love when they do it. So this is what we got today. Is it skipping?
Boring. 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 Boring.
Hey, Rose, can I have that banana? Yeah, throw it over here. He just threw the banana. Don't break the banana. She's got to use it. You can't even hit the turntable with a banana.
Well, give me something. There's always something around when we need to throw it.
You can't hit it. You suck. Oh, that did it.
Give me that.
Oh, no.
Give me that final.
The precious. Hey, it still works. No! 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 The big... No, no! He just threw the Zebra album like a frisbee. Nearly missed. Just missed my head.
You missed the spot.
Now it's in many pieces. Don't give it back to him. Oh, no. Mark's got the Bruiser Gallagher hammer. Oh, man. There it goes.
It's already flat as a pancake. The mallet doesn't work on
it's
that.
It's breaking
man.
It to pieces, though. See, what? That's what we got.
Look, she's so depressed.
Rose, please, please do not take this personally. It is just your act that I have a problem with today.
I'm so sorry.
Could you juice up your act, you think?
Juice it up?
Yeah, like eat the banana afterwards or something?
Sure, why not?
All right, listen. Aunt, what
Here's if... my hairy yellow butt.
Aunt, what if Rose did the banana trick?
Yeah.
And then went for the wiffle ball bat record.
I don't know about that.
We'd have a winner, right?
That would definitely improve things.
So, Ant, let me save the show. So, Rose, you got this banana trick for the Britney Spears tickets and the limo ride, right?
Yeah.
Are you willing to do anything else?
Sure, it depends.
What if I could guarantee you the tickets?
I'll guarantee!
If you decide to do what I'm about to put forth.
A vagina match.
We will give you 3 Britney Spears tickets and a limo ride.
Guaranteed? Now, Opie has not even
at this point,
consulted with his partner, Anthony, here.
At this point, let me speak for the team today.
Okay, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
You have power of attorney today.
I will guarantee her the tickets, and if there's any other mommies on the way, that they lose.
Wow,
I got a patriotic theme. Have you ever had anything else in your
Nah.
No. And you want these tickets really bad.
Yeah.
Steve, where's your stuff?
Forgot.
Okay. right, that's good.
What if we could put one of these?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let it go.
Let it go. Well, you know, there's a chance I might get burnt.
What she would need. I could almost see this working.
You're going to help me out now? You're going to help save the show?
Listen to you. Shut up. Yeah, I'm going to help save the show. Right. I'm going to help save her is what I'm going to help.
Okay.
What it would need is some sort of a shield.
Correct.
To protect from any thrust. No, you can't use that.
I got the shield right here.
And then where would
look
the stick go?
My God, look, it. Ta-da!
Like that.
Yeah.
And it would
like
be
like that.
Oh my God.
That would work.
Okay, look, if you can make that happen.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm with it.
Anthony, finish up that Bud Light bottle.
Oh my God.
Never done on radio before.
I'm trying to figure out the safest way this can be done.
And look.
Okay. You show me.
God. Oh, my God.
That's great. Opie's
give me the
spread eagle position.
Give
him the shield. Give him the shield.
All right.
It's a plexiglass shield with a small hole drilled in it.
Turn off the camera. No,
Yeah. Okay. Now, a bottle will go in a certain place.
Yes.
Then the shield will go over the bottle.
Boink,
that goes in the hole.
It's in.
Holy mother of pearl, that might just work.
I'm telling you, I'm saving the show.
Oh, my God.
You're definitely coughing up some cash.
You're like, what's his name? Robert Goddard, the father of rocketry. Only different.
What do you think, Ed?
Yeah, I'm for it, but you don't got to sell me, pal. I'm the easy one to sell.
All right, here. What do you say, Rose?
Wow.
It would be game over.
I'm guaranteed the ticket.
Guaranteed the tickets and a limo ride. Plus, you will be known.
What the hell's that?
You will be known for doing this forever. When we introduce you at road shows, the place will go nuts. You will be an O&A celebrity.
Where did you get this? It's a $50 American Express traveler's check that Anthony, the limo driver, is giving up for this? All right, Anthony.
Okay.
That's $50.
$50.
Plus the Britney Spears tickets, plus a limo ride.
A limo ride.
What do you think?
All right. Sure. Let's go for it.
Where are we going to do this?
Right out there, man.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you guys have put me on the spot. How could I say
Let me
no?
see that, Ope. Let me see those.
All right.
Uh-huh. Whistling Meteor with White End Report. Yes. They will make a sound. Well, this is totally against the rules of this thing. Place on ground, light fuse, get away. Says nothing about placing it anywhere else.
And yes, she will be known as the Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, at this point, after this, outdoor use only.
Yes.
Place in wooden trough. Oh, or pipe. Well, that could qualify. At 75-degree angle, pointing away from people, it will be pointing away. Do not hold in hand. It's not a hand. Light fuse, get away. We could do that. I think it might work.
Yeah,
place in tube. Fallopian.
I do believe this will save our radio show today.
All right. Well, she's into it, but now we gotta take some precautions here. What I'm saying.
What?
Oh my God. All right, we do this, right? When this thing flies, it's going to bounce off some walls. Someone could get hurt with a ricochet, and then it's going to explode at the end. A little firecracker-type pop. Not like that, or that. Oh, my God. Kowalski, I'm hit. What do you
you say? How are we going to keep the...
A fire
extinguisher. Great. There you go. That's... You know something? That's the old rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Because if you get to the point where you need a fire extinguisher, someone's already been injured in the close quarters that we want to do this in. And we can't do it out on the courtyard.
No.
Okay, I got an idea. I got an idea. I got an idea.
I'll try to aim for something.
No, here we go. I got an idea. I don't know how viable this is. Somebody has to stand in front of you with a garbage pail so it fires directly into the garbage pail and explodes in the pail. So catch it in the pail, ram it onto the floor upside down, boom, it explodes. This is very tricky. You know what? This is like a shuttle launch, how complicated this is. And she's game for it. You will be the winner of the Mommy, What Would You Do for Britney Spears ticket. And it's a whole theme thing with 4th of July coming up. This is great. I've never seen anything like this before. I'm feeling much better about this.
Oh, I'm so happy.
And can we put a sparkler in your pooper? No, huh?
No.
All right. All right, let's do it.
All right. Game on.
Game on. Game on.
Game on. The cars have passed.
Okay.
Well, what the hell are we waiting for?
Yeah, let's do this. This is something now, folks.
All right, let's move to the other mic.
Okay. We're moving to the launch pad. The launch pad area.
Walter Cronkite, I'm here. It's wonderful that we're seeing another launch of this.
All right, we need Psycho Mark down the hallway just in case there's a mishap. I feel like we're setting up like an Evel Knievel jump or something here.
Yeah.
A lot of planning going into this one.
This could be live on Fox.
Yeah, like go into like the cubbyhole to the left there just in case there's any problems.
He's going back there with the fire extinguisher?
Yeah, I don't foresee any problems, Anthony, but just in
case. Okay, just in case. We have to have our safety team here.
We want to cover all our bases.
Okay,
all
right, where's Rose? Now, what is actually going to be... Oh, my God.
What?
Any type of bottle? Really?
Wait, you can accommodate that, huh?
Oh, wow. So then she'll definitely be protected.
Oh, this is great.
Okay, this is getting better by
the
moment.
Come on.
Now, I can't believe you can accommodate that.
Where's
Have
your
you
husband?
Been with any black men?
Where's your husband?
No? Yeah, look, Jamaican Mike is here. He's saying, that beer bottle is nothing, man.
And talk to her husband. Rose's
husband.
I'm
more like a keg.
Rose's husband.
Rose's husband. What's your name, man?
Ralph.
Ralph, do you think she can accommodate that beer bottle?
Yeah, I think she can.
Now, you know we're talking this way, so the opening is sticking out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right, let's get down to business.
All right. Do you have any worries about what she's going to do?
No, not really. She knows what she's doing. She's a big girl.
She knows what she's doing. She's a big girl. Okay, we have everything set up.
Yeah, I believe so.
All we need is the rocket launcher, as they say.
Yes.
To remove the pants.
Have her sit down right here. Sit down here.
Oh, my God.
You see this? Rose, you see this line right here?
Yeah.
Line up your butt right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, give her a nice cushion.
Oh, we got pillows.
Of course, yes.
This is great. We're here looking at the launch gantry. Here at the Kennedy Space Center.
And she brought something with you. Rose, what are you putting on the bottle?
KY.
KY. Okay. Whoa, look at that. There it goes.
Very good. Anthony, Rose is in position. Rose, take off your pants.
Wow.
She is...
Is it working?
Wait,
Squeeze.
And let me get the field mic on.
Work the area.
Rose, how's it going?
I'm trying.
She's what?
Trying.
She's trying.
This
wow.
It's huge.
It's huge, yes. Yeah. Yeah, relax. Breathe. Breathe. Jamaican Mike is like, ha ha, what an amateur. If you spend a week in Jamaica, you can do a keg of beer, never mind a bottle. Wow. That's a tough
All right, how are we doing
pit.
Down there, Rose?
Wow.
Okay.
That's good. Boy, you know when they get these depositable bottles back, you just never know when you're popping a bud where that bottle's been.
And at this point, it looks like she's giving to a bottle.
Yeah.
All right. Rose, I think you're ready, huh?
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. I just saw it go.
Yeah. That,
right?
Okay.
There we go.
All right, that one.
Now we're talking.
All right, and I got the heat shield.
You got the heat shield. Make sure the heat. Oh, my God.
Okay, the launch pad is ready.
You can hold that a little back behind. Yeah, like that.
You
hold it. There you go.
Heat shield in
place,
Anthony.
Make sure it doesn't jam up in there, Opie. It can't jam. The heat shield's got to be more at a 90-degree angle. Yeah, like that. Well, that's going into the ceiling, though.
Wait. We got to angle the heat shield better. Don't move, Rose.
Don't move.
Now, Rick, get the heat shield in place.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it's got to go.
All right.
It's
perfect.
All right, someone's got to hold the heat shield in place. Anthony, I'm gonna parade. I'm gonna parade the missile around the station a little bit, like the Russians do.
Like the Russians did, yeah.
All right.
This is working perfectly
this
now.
This is good. All right, Anthony.
Perfect.
All right, hold on.
That's perfect.
All right, hold on. I got to get behind her and make sure she's got it aimed right.
How are we aiming at El Duque? Okay.
All right, move.
Very steady.
Move the
that looks perfect.
Move the missile out a little bit so we can light it.
Oh, you could light it.
Okay, very good.
This baby is
clear.
Psycho Mark is downrange. All right, Psycho Mark is downrange. He is hiding behind El Duque, the big giant life-size cardboard cut out of El Duque.
We're firing a bottle rocket at a black guy. Isn't that a
Hey, stop it. Opie.
Here you
if
go,
you would please give me the lighter,
okay?
Yes, clear the range. What a great moment in radio this is.
And fire in the hole. Let's go.
Fire in the hole, and that's never been more appropriate than it is right now. Ready? Don't move. Here it goes. Look out, Rick.
And
we're lit.
We're lit.
Oh, my God.
And...
Yeah! Oh my God! It was beautiful! It was beautiful! She fired a bottle rocket out of her most intimate of areas! Fantastic! Fantastic! We have a go, Mission Control!
Holy cow! Wow!
The vehicle has left the.
Wow! Holy cow!
Steve got that on tape, Anthony. Steve got that on tape. It's going to be on the unofficial Opie and Anthony website, foundrymusic.com. I got to switch to the other microphone.
Oh, my God. What a great moment in this country's history. And I do mean country. Oh, my God. I was getting a little worried when the fuse burnt down and it wasn't going anywhere because I thought we were going to have one of those short rounds where it just explodes where it is. You've seen those, right? You put it in the bottle, you light it, and it just blows up. Rose, I got to say, fantastic. No, you can take that. Thank you.
Get Rose on mic. Get her some headphones.
Wow.
Another crowning.
Our newest American hero.
Another crowning in radio history. I'm proud to be an American, Anthony. I don't know about you.
Yeah. That's what the 4th of July is all about. Launching fireworks out of women's intimates. Yes. Wow, the people still on their feet. What an ovation. I was getting a little nervous when that fuse burnt down. Now, here it is. Well, I'm not going to touch it. No. Psycho Mark, where did that hit? I think it hit El Duque. It was a perfect shot. It hit El Duque in the foot. There she is, Rose, with the rocket in her hand now. We're taking pictures. The press taking pictures. When it finally lit up and took off out of the launch pad, I guess you could call it, the crowd on their feet here at Mission Control. Mission Control.
There's El Duque.
Can we see the heat shield? I want to see the heat shield.
Yeah, see the heat shield, because now the other jock's got to use it for a copy little board.
How is it?
Let me see the heat shield.
Yes, it does have a burn mark on it. It is scorched.
It's that saved her most intimate of areas from getting burned.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Look at that heat shield. Wow, let me see that.
Definitely. Now that should be a competition on Survivor, trying to figure out how to launch something out of there without hurting the woman. Look at that. Fantastic. Yeah. Play it, Jimmy. Play it, Jimmy. July to ya. Rose is STP. Yeah. You went from zebra to STP pronto. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I can't believe that worked.
Well, we have a winner for the Britney Spears tickets.
Yeah, yeah. Mom, what would you do for Britney Spears tickets? And firing illegal fireworks from the village is what she came up with.
Oh, we did. Kind of coerced into it, weren't you?
Yeah.
But she did it. Fabulous.
All right, let's hear it for Rose and her husband. From
wow.
Great.
Thank you.
Stars of the Opie and Anthony Show. Let's take a break, Anthony.
Yes.
And we'll be back. Stay there.
Opie Anthony. WNEW.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027.
Oh, brother. So wrong.
We gotta explain it now.
So wrong.
Somehow.
What? Still, they're still continuing.
Rick is such a prick, man.
Can I just put this up?
Put this behind us and let's finish the show right, all right? Good and strong.
Well, I just finished.
You gotta let him off the hook, man. I can't imagine. I don't want him walking around thinking I'm a prick.
Rick, you're the worst.
You are so bad, Rick. Rick, you are so bad. Oh, my God.
And explain what just happened.
Is he crying?
He was close.
Oh, you are so
get
mad.
John in here. Explain what was going on, Ant.
Well, during one of the breaks, sent John out to get some beer because our fridge is out of beer, and he gets some. He brings a bottle in here, and it's really really warm.
His eyes got so glassy. Dude, I hate you so much, Rick. I swear.
It's like really warm. So you know, I'm like, oh boy, you know, I really like cold beer.
Especially on a Friday.
On a Friday. It's nice, you know. And John went and got the beer. So when he gets back, we're like, John, it's warm beer. You know, I'd rather have bad beer that's cold than good beer that's warm. Unless, of course, it's Sam Adam. And Rick thought it would be funny to bring him into one of the other studios, turn on the mic to record it, and bitch him out about bringing warm beer to me.
Like, I care.
Yeah, but then he starts...
Like, I care.
But then he starts bitching about all the other things I guess John doesn't do right.
I know.
It
started sounding a little too real, like you were really giving him crap.
Well, no, I had to do that because I didn't want him to think, he's harping on this a little too much. What's the real deal here?
No, so I think just the beer thing would have been great, to just keep pounding him on the beer.
But then you start talking about other things he does wrong on the show.
He just left one CD out one day, and that was it. So I just used that as a reference point.
A, B, C, and D. You don't go A, B, D. What the hell were you talking about? Rick said you were almost crying.
Dude, I was buying it for quite a while, and then it occurred to me that the mic was right in the middle of us, and Rick was coincidentally standing right in front of where I couldn't see that the mic was on. I was like, wait a minute. But, no, he
That's
was...
a liar.
No, no.
He's such a liar. You came out and you heard them saying that, oh, I feel bad, and you're like, oh, it figures. Like, you finally figured it out after the whole thing was done.
He figured it out as he's walking out of the studio. He looked over and he saw the mic thing up.
The thing that was so bad was, like, Rick was doing, like, the silent game with me. I didn't know what he wanted to say, and he would just stare at me with, like, this cold look, like...
That's the stare.
What are you going to do? And then nothing. I'm like,
get cold beer.
I'll take it back and exchange it if you want.
But we got to find, it's right here? It's really low. All right, this is Rick yelling at John. I think we found it on the tape.
What did Anthony ask you to do? I can't hear you.
Go get beer.
Okay, and what did you bring him?
It was warmer than I thought it was, right?
Do you understand how pissed he is right now?
Oh, no.
I told you. It's got to be edited. He's making a joke, but it's not a joke. He's serious. He was complaining about this yesterday with the warm beers, and beer's never in the refrigerator. I mean, John, you got to step up, man. Come on. How long have you been here?
Six months.
Have you been here? What?
6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
And?
And I don't know what you're asking me.
Yes.
John, do you want to be here?
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Do you enjoy this job?
Yes.
And you know some of the crap we have to deal with?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not your fault, so to speak, but it is. I mean, these guys have certain demands that need to be met every single day.
Like beer.
Right?
Yeah.
Some of which entails doing crap work, like we have to do sometimes.
Okay.
Which means going out and getting cold beer. I mean, he's making a joke about it, but believe me, he's not really that happy about it.
Oh, that's true.
I understand.
It's the little things. You know what? It comes down to the little things. Like, stand up. Stand up.
Stand
like,
up.
If someone says, look, here's what I want you to do, A, B, C, and D, you've got to do A, B, C, and D. Don't do A, B, and D and
what?
Think, well, you know, that's close enough.
What the hell are you trying to tell this kid?
What is A, B, C, and D, and then skip and C?
Wait, what?
I had to lure him up to the microphone, so I needed him to stand up for a reason and try and do something.
A, B, C, and D.
You tool.
No,
that's not the way
to get
it works.
The mic.
Everything has to be done the right way the first time, or else somebody's gonna get their ass chewed out.
Okay.
I mean, you're bringing in cold beer. You're supposed to be bringing in cold beer, and you're bringing in freaking...
I'm sorry, Rick. I didn't...
Okay. But, I mean, that's the type of thing. It happens time and again. You leave CDs out when you're making copies.
See, you're just supposed to make fun of the beer.
The beer.
Now you're bringing up stuff that actually bothers you about the poor kid.
No, it doesn't bother me. It happened once, and he ran and grabbed the CD, and that was it. We never brought it up again.
Aww.
But I had to grab something else so he wouldn't look at me like he's droning on this too much.
West Coast Dave, Rick Hitler. Everyone's bashing on Rick now.
Things are brought in the next day. Oh, John left this. Now it's the beer. Now, what's the next thing going to be? You know? If it's not one thing, it seems to be another. You're heading down the Jesse Road, dude. And I want to see you go down the Jesse Road.
Okay,
you know, where things just weren't happening.
Okay. I won't.
So how are you going to fix this?
I just won't. Just take your advice.
No, John.
John, you should just look him in the face and go, Rick, go F yourself, man.
That's,
you know something?
That's where you just punch him as hard as you can. in the middle of his head.
Ooh,
I can't believe you took it.
Wow. Now, John, keep in mind, they signed off on this idea. They said, yeah, go for it.
John, what were you thinking, though, in your head when you said, I'll take your advice? In your head is like, this friggin' pompous schmuck, man.
Like
this,
yeah, more or less, that's not it.
Yeah, I'll take your advice.
I got to hear that again.
So how are you going to fix this?
Well, I just won't. Just take your advice.
Oh. Take your advice. He didn't give you any advice.
I know.
He said nothing.
Wait till he gets part of making lists. Exactly what you're saying, and not let stuff like that happen anymore.
Well, what are you going to do about the beer situation, dude?
I told Anthony I will go right back out, and I'll even, like, I'll bring
You know how he gets.
Oh, my God. What are you insane?
You know how he gets.
I got to hear how John answers.
Yeah, like, on. Gets a good buzz on.
Hold on. This can be
good. Fun.
Go right back out, and I'll even, like, I'll bring
You know how he gets.
I understand.
He likes to have a good time, but he also likes to have things done. Yeah. He doesn't like to say things twice to people. That's why he's such an easygoing guy, because he does things, you know, where, yeah, he can be very cool, but, you know, he can be as big a dick as the next guy.
If it's really that big of a deal, which obviously it is, I will...
It's not just the beer, John. It's just you see things happening time and again.
You suck, man.
Rick.
You're
awful.
You're the worst.
I like how you tried to bait him into saying something bad about me, though. It's like, yeah, he's easy going and stuff, but, you know, he could be as big a prick as the next guy. Yeah, yeah. I was waiting for it, John.
It was funny because the whole time he doesn't know what to say, and I'm trying to draw stuff out of him and leaving like huge blanks for him to fill in, but he wouldn't do it.
But he's just going
to
take your advice.
All right, there's a little more here.
I'm trying to alert you to the fact that you're heading down the Jesse Road.
Okay, well, I won't then. And what you're saying to me right now is sinking in, and
okay.
I will fix everything.
Oh, how are you going to fix everything? Are you going to make a list for yourself?
Not going to make... If I have to, yes.
Oh, God, no.
John.
Oh,
I would have had so much respect for you if you punched him in the head.
No, you know what? No, to John's credit, when you're sitting there in front of, like, one of your bosses or superior or something...
F that.
No, I would have to hit him.
You know something?
I would have to hit him.
I've gotten bitched out by bosses, though, and it sucks. And you do just got to stand there and grit your teeth and say what they want to hear, and then you're just like... This son of a effing... God, I hate this guy.
And after you recently watched one of your peers get cut down in much the same manner...
Jesse. The Jesse Road that Rick was talking about was a former intern, Jesse, that did get the boot.
Yeah, we finally gave him a paying job, and he said the power in his town went out, and that's why he couldn't make it to an appearance.
The yes. Jesse Road.
And it turned out he was the only one that lost power.
Wow.
All right, there's just a little bit more here.
I will.
Because it has to be done just like
ABCD. ABCD.
If it's not, they're going to say, well, we got to cut them loose. Do you want to be cut loose?
No.
I mean, there's an opportunity here for you.
Absolutely. I know.
He's just
staring.
I don't want to leave.
I got no place else to go. I got no place else to go.
I don't want to leave.
Don't you do that! Don't you do that! I got no place else to go!
Mayonnaise!
I got no place else to go! Don't you do that!
At the end of this, it's great. Rick picks up John to Wind Beneath My Wings or whatever.
And carries him back into the studio.
Listen.
I don't want to leave.
Oh.
No. I don't want to be let go.
Okay. So we have an understanding now? Okay. Let's put this behind us and let's finish the show right, all right?
Put my foot behind you, you son of a bitch. That's what John was thinking. Put this behind us, I'll put my foot behind you. You bastard. Oh, Rick, you suck, man.
You're the worst.
Oh, screw you. You guys told me to go ahead and do it.
You should have just stayed with the beer,
God.
Though,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, look at you.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, what's up? Hey.
I'll tell you, this John's a better man than I'll ever be. I would have pummeled that 5'2" Puerto Rican in 3 seconds. John, God bless you, man.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, I would have punched him.
I would. Or at least just turn around and go, you got to be S-ing me.
No, because Rick always does this type of crap where he gets, like, really, really serious, and I'm scared at this point not to buy it. You know what I mean? So, like, the one time where I do, like, just wail on him, it's like, all right, you're really fired. Go home.
Doug, what's going on?
What's up? Hey. Rick, you would have been knocked out in 30 seconds, and I would have been collecting unemployment for the rest of the summer, you Spanish hoodlum.
Wait, Doug, let me add something to the equation. John doesn't get paid. He's just interning.
Yeah. And that would have been even more. Well,
that's what I mean. He wasn't even losing a paying job.
You were getting abused for no money, basically.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rick. You know, I guess you're a cool guy, but you would have had a black eye.
All right, Doug. Thank you.
Gestapo, Rick.
Let's go to Dan. Dan?
Dude, Rick sounds like the next-door neighbor's father in American Beauty. When he's berating him, he just sounds exactly like, I'm expecting Rick to be banging on my garage door trying to bang 20 minutes from now.
Right on, man. Where do you live?
Jason checking in. I have to admit it, but I hate to admit it, but Rick's good. I feel like I should be getting Anthony Beard.
That's the worst.
Oh, man.
No,
you're
right.
Awful.
All
That's right, good. John. Rick sounds Come like on. Mike Brady yelling at Greg Brady. It did. Now, Greg. There they go. Look, a little handshake. Okay. Now I'm John. Yeah. He's carrying him out like Officer and a Gentleman.
Rick, put
I got no place to go.
Put the intern down, Rick.
John, yes? Could you run out and get some cold beer?
Beer.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
You got any money? You need some money?
These guys ride this kid
$2
so hard, man.
Oh, we do not.
Yes, you do.
We mess with him and he knows.
John,
he knows.
Do they ride you hard?
Who, Rick?
The whole gang. Ben?
Definitely not as bad as it used to be, no.
All right.
Very, not
getting
bad.
Better then.
Yeah.
All right. Just make sure. Cold.
Yes.
That'll be great.
OP. Anthony. 1027. WNEW.
Let's try John in line one. John, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to mention the Arnold Schwarzenegger mishap that happened recently. The radio chick mentioned it before. 10 minutes before they got off the air.
Yeah.
He groped some news reporter.
He groped a TV reporter. It was in my paper on Long Island, but I can't find it in the New York edition. I want to show these guys.
I couldn't find it either. I just heard it like 10 minutes before they went off the air. She was saying that he was staring at her cleavage the whole entire time.
Hello, cutie pie.
All right, wait, dude. We need someone to send us the story because I did read it. I can't find it in the papers that are in the studio. Because, I mean, there's some hilarious stuff in this damn thing.
Yeah, he was saying that she looked fantastic the whole time.
Right.
And she was too scared to tell him off because, you know.
Well, someone sent us
a link. Now we're having fun.
Someone sent us a link to the story because I can't find it. All right, John?
Okay.
And then we'll share it with everybody.
No problem.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I want to read the story.
All right. We found the Arnold story. Thank you. NewYorkPost.com, Anthony. TV reporter claims Arnie groped her. You got some sound effects to help us along with this story, maybe?
Hello, cutie pie.
Of course. And then we're going to play the Arnold song.
The Arnold song rolls.
Which is hilarious. Maybe that movie shouldn't have been called Kindergarten Cop Afeel. What? Maybe that movie should have been called Kindergarten Cop Afeel. Oh, I get it. A British TV reporter says superstar Arnold Schwarzenegger made sexually suggestive comments and groped her after an interview, Anthony.
No problemo.
I was angry, Anna Richardson said.
How are you?
She's angry.
I want to say, you dirty bastard, but you can't tell a powerful man like him to F off.
I'm the party pooper.
The alleged groping took place with Schwarzenegger. Was in London. Schwarzenegger was in London doing interviews for his new sci-fi flick, The Sixth Day.
Good morning.
The reporter, who was wearing a miniskirt and knee-high boots for the interview, said their chat turned awkward pretty quickly.
Your clothes. Give them to me now.
He kept saying how fantastic I looked and staring at my boobs.
How are you?
And when the interview ended, the married father of four suddenly turned into the gropinator.
Now we're having fun.
When I went to shake his hand, he pulled me onto his knee, saying, I really want to know if your breasts are real.
Hello, cutie pie.
Oh, my God. Wow. Are you kidding?
Dana.
Dana. Dylan.
Dylan.
She told him that she was an F-cup. She told him that she was an F-cup. Excuse me.
Oh, man, what, does she have huge boobs then?
Well, that's the British equivalent of a triple D bra size, Anthony.
Ah.
And that's when the robusty Richardson said the star took matters into his own hands and touched her breast.
That's great.
He then said, yeah, they are real.
Now we're having fun.
Yes, Arnold. The stunned stunner said she stood up and told Schwarzenegger, you're making me very nervous.
You son of a bitch.
The 53-year-old told her not to be and pulled her back onto his knee.
Whoa.
I said, this is the reporter speaking, can I go, please? He said, yeah, and patted my bum as I went off.
I don't believe it. Oh!
Now we're having fun.
Oh!
How are you?
I don't believe it.
No problemo.
I don't believe it.
Hello, cutie pie.
I don't believe it. Oh!
Nice.
Schwarzenegger's spokesman told the paper the actor was getting a raw deal. I don't know anything about this particular incident, but Arnie is a big flirt, as is Anna, he said. There you go. Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to see if this lady with an F cup had real boobs or not.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Want to play the Arnold song?
Yeah.
This came in today. It's really effing funny.
No problemo.
I hope you're rolling tape. I don't even know who to give credit to. Remember the movie Total Recall?
Total Recall. A movie rocks.
Listen to the very obscure references in this song.
Yeah.
Some obvious references, and then he gets really obscure with his references. Ones. Check this out.
Howdy, Quaid.
People aren't finding it as funny as we did.
No,
in the back office.
Are you kidding?
You got to be out of your mind, Kevin.
Come on. This show, I mean, I know you suck and win today, and I'm still listening, man. But now you're really reaching, man.
That was funny.
Come on. Right, well. You're playing something that's 10 years old, man.
I've never heard that before. That was hilarious.
Oh, man, you kidding
Who
me?
Who cares? Right. Who cares how long ago it came out? That was the first time I heard it, and I thought it was funny.
We were laughing our balls off in the back office. We figured we'd share, and you didn't like it. All right, well, whatever.
Oh, man, come on.
All right.
I mean,
thank you, Kevin. I don't know. Maybe we're just not in touch, Opie. I found that hysterical. We're all singing it around here.
Oh, man. Everyone said it sucked. Hey. I thought it was hilarious. Pete, what's up?
Hey, this sounds like the kind of crap that Anthony's brother would put out.
Babe, wait a minute.
You got to play out of sympathy.
Hey, got me a gig.
Right.
Come on.
What are you talking about? No one liked the song.
Not that funny.
Tom, what's going on?
What's up, guys? What is this, Rock Gut?
Everyone's a comedian.
For a sec.
Someone had to like it. Come on. Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl.
Yeah.
You didn't like that song?
Oh, it was bad.
Aww. What was bad about it?
It just wasn't funny.
I thought the guy had the voice down and everything.
The voice was okay.
Wow, you guys.
But it was bad.
You guys are getting
not
way
funny, dude.
You guys are getting way too picky with
our
show.
Are they crazy? Usually, if people don't like it, one person around the office would have gone, it's not that good.
We were laughing.
But we
hard.
All thought it was hysterical.
Dave, what's going on?
What's up, man? That song was freaking great.
It's hilarious.
That song was incredible, man. I'm sorry. I don't care what any of these dudes say. That song was freaking awesome.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Peace.
Bye. Yeah, it's funny. Frank, what's going on?
Hey, guys, come on. You got to be kidding me.
You really didn't like that?
The first chorus was okay. After that, just like, there's nothing going on there.
I thought the singing thing was hysterical, how badly he was singing. That was good.
You know, you guys just don't know comedy.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Frank. Some good stuff right there.
That's top shelf. These people just don't know comedy.
Top shelf. Top notch. Top notch.
We'll tell you what's funny.
Bastards.
You son of a bitch.
See, Arnold's all mad at you now.
Trust me, we know funny. That was funny.
Now we're having fun.
That's right.
All right, well.
What happened?
We'll take a break. 212-757-1027. We'll be back in just a bit.
Hour. By Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. Now. This is 1027 WNEW. New York. Opie. Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Jim Norton has arrived. What's up, Jimmy? Say hi to the Fox crew from Fox News.
Hi, they're filming me. Nice.
They're annoying as hell.
Nice.
You're not being very nice, Opie. Well, we should get the lady in.
Melee.
Let's talk to her. We're doing catfighting today. She called us up last week, said she has girls that cat fight. They rip each other's clothes off and just get into big brawls.
We ready to rumble a lot.
Wow, what kind of drugs are you on?
Nothing.
Really?
Me.
She gives really good hugs, Anthony. Very nice hugs.
How do you? Oh, that's okay. I prefer... I'm like a germaphobe, I guess. I prefer not to be... Well, that's my excuse for not being touched.
Me.
I just don't like being touched.
No,
I'm a very cold person.
I'll touch you with my eyes.
No. Well, see, that's why I thought you were on drugs. Your eyes are like, whoa.
No, I'm on
the... I like being touched.
Pupil dilation.
Pupil dilation.
Pupil dilation.
What does it do?
Okay, terrific. Melee.
Melee.
So, we're ready for some action.
You have girls...
anticipating all this all day.
You have girls that fight.
Yes, we got girls.
You got a little magazine there?
I got some magazines.
All right, let me take a look.
On the cover.
Oh, that's you on the cover.
Can I have a magazine?
You will have a magazine.
Oh, my God.
I bought some videos. I have some CDs, and I have some gifts for the girls.
Cat Spats, special issue. Cocky Cat Fighters.
Woo!
How about that?
Well, go get them.
So you're in charge of the catfighting in New York City?
Well, not per se. I mean, I work for a company. They're Crystal Films. And if you want more information, you can find them at catfight1.com. You can get some information there.
Could you take it down a notch?
Take it down a notch.
Who's the chick with the braces? oh, my God.
She got her teeth straightened out before they took them off.
Oh, really?
No, Melee.
Yes.
What are the rules of catfighting? We thought the rules were really simple. The girl that gets her clothes ripped off first loses.
Not necessarily. The way we've been doing them for the last maybe 7 years is by points. We have judges.
Ah, the point system.
Is there any hardcore sex in these videos, or is it just chicks punching each other?
No, pretty much girls going at each other.
Jim, I saw the video back in the office. You would like it.
A lot of hair pulling.
We saw the opening. There was a lot of lead-up.
The only two things that we do not allow is fist punching in the face and eye gouging.
That's best left at home anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We got a lot of girls coming down for this, Ant. Don't worry.
It's up for grabs.
I know our listeners
up for grabs. By who?
Oh, up for grabs.
I know our listeners won't let us down.
Okay.
Your girls might let us down.
That's
we got some wild girls associated with the show. We got teenagers that are going to do teen cat fighting today.
Okay, melee. How old are they?
Like 13, 14.
Nice.
Kind of young.
I want to see.
Look at the face.
No,
they're
not
legal,
13,
you.
14. They're 18.
Oh, okay.
Legal, still considered teens.
You know, the barely legal variety.
Okay, well, that's acceptable.
All right. I want them to get, like, their necks and leg locks and leave hickeys.
Are we allowed to jump in and throw a punch or two if we want?
No, sir.
There's no punching. No punching and no eye gouging. Aren't you listening to
How about an open-handed slap, maybe, or a good nipple grab?
The audience is not allowed to participate.
Can I jump in? Because I used to punch Robin Givens right in the face, and it was wonderful. And that was the best punch I ever threw in my whole effing life. And I punched Robin Givens. She flew across the room and hit the wall. It was wonderful.
More power to him.
And then I bit her ear off.
No guy on girl stuff. You've never done that.
The girls that I'm bringing
down. That's called slap happy.
They do fight guys.
Oh, yeah. They do?
Yes. So if you want to talk to them when they show up, you can make an arrangement or an appointment with them, and they'll be more than
happy. All right. I thought of something during the commercial break. I thought of something during the commercial break. It's a talent Opie has that is amazing. He's 100% on this. Yeah. He could tell people's age.
You know, Ann, I don't think
don't even back down on this. He could tell people's age from the taint. You know what the taint is?
I don't think I want to show off my skills today, Ann.
Melee.
Fox News is here. You know.
No, because I got to see this. This is amazing. We've done this before. He never fails. You know what the taint is, Melee?
Where?
It taint the front of you and it taint the back of you. It's taint, you know what I mean? Right in the middle, in between.
Okay.
It's right there in the magazine. It's the part most covered with the gray hairs. The taint. The taint. Right where the stripe is. And I know, because this is a great test. Would you show Opie your taint and he can guess your age? It's a miracle.
But I
you will be amazed. It's like watching Kreskin work.
I'm a little tired today. I don't really want to show off my
skills. You're not backing out of this one. Would you, and if you want privacy, just show Opie. But he will guess your age from just looking at your taint.
I am really good at
show
this.
Show me, Opie, please. Humor me a minute.
Well,
would you just go over there and show
Opie? We do have
Opie
a lot of
taint.
New cities listening to the show, too.
You'll be amazed. Would you please just show Opie your taint?
Can I take a rain check?
No. Could you just? It's easy. You go over to that side of the console.
I'll do it for
you. You're wearing a dress. Colin, show off your team.
No.
Is this going to be on the O'Reilly factor also?
I swear to God, we thought Norton was like 24 until he got drunk in the office. Opie like blurted it out when you had that episode.
Easy.
Now, could you please just.
I will guess your
take
age.
Off the headphones.
Yeah.
Take off the headphones.
Really
walk over to that side and watch. You'll be amazed.
I'll guess it within a year, without a doubt.
Within a year? No.
I've never failed.
He's never failed to hit it on the mark.
Yeah, but if she just had a birthday
give him a 1-year buffer.
Or
don't say anything.
You know what I mean?
Just
could you take your headphones off and walk over there? You'll be stunned.
He's not going to look at the other areas.
No.
Just right in the middle
of
the tank.
Just in the middle, right.
Hey, Melee.
Thank you, Colin. If you don't want this film, you just tell the crew and they will not film it. No
they,
filming.
They wouldn't
no
show
film.
This.
Okay.
They're not going to show this on Fox.
No filming. Yeah, Fox News is going to show this. Yeah. Fox 5 coming up, taint.
Anthony?
We'll show you a 10, taint.
By the way, Anthony, Payback is a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, here she goes. Now, go around that way. Oh, that's okay. I understand. She had to take off some stuff.
Come on, just go over there. Yeah.
She's a bro.
Yeah, well.
And I'm going to kill you.
No, because I'm stunned at this.
This is outrageous.
This is a great idea. When
all
you're
right.
Wrong. Show the taint. Show the taint to
no,
Opie.
No, no, no. You
it's got it. Go around that way. Right.
No, you can back up.
No, she knows what a taint is yet.
Lift up. She's
kind of
going to learn really
no,
quick.
No, wait. I can't do this.
Opie, do it for crying out loud.
I'm not feeling my talent today.
No.
No,
feel
I'm
it.
Really not feeling it.
Use the force, Luke.
No.
You're going to read it. He's sexy. Come on.
I am not feeling this today.
Stare into Medusa.
My psychic powers are on vacation.
Let her do it. She's
oh, Pete, right, don't ruin it. All right, back up a little, though.
She's sexy.
Yeah. Take a look.
He's like Karnak.
All right. Now,
watch this.
Now, you got to lift up.
Now, lift up. Take a look at the taint, Opie.
No, lift up a... Oh.
Just a little more. There it is. See? You see it? Taking a look.
Oh.
Did you get it?
Wait, no. Get
did you get it?
No, I had him look away.
Don't look away. What are you...
It looks like...
I stared into the face of Medusa.
All right, listen.
Take a good look and guess the age. I'm looking like an idiot because this is an amazing thing and you're not...
All right.
Take a good look.
Stare into the abyss.
You have to...
It looks like a documentary.
How's that for a topper?
You have to...
Oh, you got to show him a little more real estate with them. There you go. There she goes. Opie.
Wow, look at that.
Now, watch this. I'm stunned whenever he does this. Opie, please, guess the age.
Will you shut up? I'm working it out in my head right now.
All right.
Uh-huh. Looks like a documentary on Sarajevo.
Uh-huh. If you could just a little... Yeah, right there.
All right.
Oh, very
he's
interesting.
Taking a look.
Okay, one, okay. Two, three.
Now, do you do some kind of math? I don't know what it is.
Okay,
it's an aspicus.
Right, alchemy.
I'm almost alchemy. I've turned it into gold.
I'm almost there.
Even number 5 sub in here?
Is there a turtle head poking out?
Okay, I got it, yes.
All right.
I hate you.
Now,
we'll get you back.
Buckle in. You're going to love this.
Here, sit over there, because if I'm wrong, I don't want you to punch me.
Yeah, because I've never seen you come up wrong on this.
I must say,
I get stunned.
A bit deceiving.
Why?
I was going to go a little older.
Were you?
Yeah.
Now, judging by her taint alone, you will tell us her age.
Well, she just showed us over 40.
Yeah.
She should not be in that magazine, Anthony.
Whoa. You're saying she's younger than 40?
No, she's...
Oh, really?
She old? Should be in over 50. Am I right so far?
How old? Watch this.
I just had a birthday, so.
Uh-oh.
See that? Okay, then I'm going to change my guess.
Why?
Because if she didn't have a birthday, then I would... I'm going to go 52 years old.
How old are you?
Holy Jesus!
Nice!
All right, you know something? He never gets it wrong. You are amazing.
Wow.
Holy ass.
You look like 2 miles of bad road.
What gave it away? Was it the Calvin Coolidge stamp on the face?
What's the secret? How is that possible?
It's no, you know something? Yeah.
It's just something that
you learned
I discovered
it from your father and
young.
His father before him.
Right.
It's been passed on for generations. I believe they found out the age of the pharaoh using the same technique
so
in the
gift.
Pyramids. It is a gift.
It's a gift.
What would you call it?
52 years old, right?
Unless he's been with other women.
It's a gift.
Are those lips or war bonds?
Well, after having 4 children.
That's great. Well, that's why I was going to go a little older. It's a
4
little,
children.
It's a little rough. A little rough. Brian, what's going on?
Yeah. How do you figure it out? By, like, lip drag or something?
I don't know.
No,
right.
Brian, we will never know. I am probably closer to Opie than many people. We worked together for years. He will not tell me how the hell he does this, but it's amazing 100% every time.
There's counting involved.
There is some kind of math involved, yeah.
Counting,
yeah.
Micrometers or
lines?
Something? What do you look at?
You're stunned.
Kind of like counting
lines?
Rings almost.
Is it almost like rings of a tree?
Yeah, but each ring is a certain group of years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, how about that? Isn't that something?
So,
look. Stunned and amazed. Once again. Colin, what do you think? Isn't that amazing?
It really is quite a talent.
Yeah.
You do only women or...
Yes. He's got to market that somehow.
I practice on my cat, you know, try to get enough to come on the show and do it.
Different.
Oh, right.
Boy, thanks, man.
Yeah. I know how he does it.
It's amazing, Norton.
How do you know, Jim?
It's math. It's math. It's got something to do with the distance between one area
and the other,
area, and you subtract the nose clip and multiply by pi.
Where was my nose clip?
No, where was mine?
Point missed. Somebody dropped pennies in a dog's mouth.
How'd you like to suck my ass?
No, that's okay. Hey, Anthony. Some cat fighters have arrived.
Really?
Opie, is your hair turning gray now? All of a sudden he looks like Moses after he looked at the burning bush.
I have looked into the face of God Almighty.
He did turn red. He's still red.
That's because I was holding my breath, dear.
Aw. It was clean.
Opie just stared into Mount River Rat. Al, what's up?
I know how you do it. I do it myself. You have to calibrate the thickness of the callus.
All right, now I'm getting completely disgusted. Cat fighting next, Anthony. Yeah.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free 877-692-1027 is our phone number. Finally, we have made it to cat fighting, Anthony.
Yeah.
Gonna be honest with everyone, I didn't think it was gonna go down today. I thought Melee was pulling our leg. I don't know, but we're just about ready for cat fighting. We're going to put pictures up on WNEW.com, I'm imagining. I think we already sent some pictures up onto WNEW.com, where they'll be up very, very soon. All right. Are we ready to move this mess outside for catfighting?
Yeah, let's take it outside into the ring.
Where's everybody? I'm out here. Ant's out here.
All right. Here
Jim
we
Norton
go.
And Colin Quinn over there.
We have the... What a pathetic ring this is. It's pretty much, it's a sheet that's been taped down, and there's pillows underneath it that I guess John went to Bed Bath & Beyond and bought it.
Only the best for our show, Anthony.
Are those pillows or are those the kids from Houston?
Oh, wow. Oh. Jesus. You know.
Jim.
C-Fox TV, I guess there isn't a limit.
Yeah, we were talking about the line earlier with Fox. Speaking of Fox News, Anthony,
yeah.
You notice that more and more camera crews are showing up as we move on with this show today?
Yeah. Oh, well, what's up with that?
I think they're making excuses to come down here to cover our show today because they know what we're doing.
Yeah, it's cat fighting. And I'm looking forward to this. Melee is here. She kind of got a couple of the girls. The girl's back there now.
Let's
smoking and drinking. I thought smoking was bad for a girl. What's that? Because I thought you would run out of breath.
One of the cat fighters is smoking.
Up. Yeah? Mm-hmm. It helps you warm up.
Yeah, it's good for my lungs. It's pharmaceutical tobacco.
All right.
Only pharmaceutical tobacco, just for the doctor prescribes it.
All right.
Hey, by the way, what are you wearing there? Nice little...
PJs. Yeah. This has been my
PJs.
Store, but,
who the hell bought that?
I guess the shoes have got to go, don't they?
You just made a really sexy girl look dull and boring. This girl is sexy. You guys have this
party, like pillow fight.
Pillow fight, slumber party. Yeah, I got you.
Who brought the pajamas? Who are you?
Just a listener.
He's just a listener. What? You picked some of the unsexiest pajamas.
Uh-huh.
My God. That girl went from a 10 to... That girl went from a 10 to a 3.
Oh, I can never be a 3.
A 3, Opie.
Well, come off, so come on.
Would you get them from your grandmother? Those are awful.
I know, aren't those just...
I'm not going to say.
Are those maternity PJs? I mean, what the hell is going on with those? Awful.
We can't do any, awful. We can't do anything right.
That's all right.
All right.
Because if it was up to us, we wouldn't. If he left it to us, we wouldn't have any PJs. Well, thank you for bringing them down. No matter how unsexy they are.
Someone out there who's really turned on by the fact that I'm wearing.
No.
No one is.
Dressed
like Hester Prynne.
Someone else's pajamas. Someone else's dirty.
Those of you who've been married 20 years and you come home and your wife is wearing those PJs. That's exactly what that is. Walking around the house.
Mint mask and some
curlers. And then she wonders why you're having an affair on the side.
Not in the mood of Reculich.
All right, who's the other?
I mean, period. Those are the PJs you're wearing.
Those are period PJs, right?
Period cat fighting.
Ready?
Wait.
Hey,
wait.
Hold on.
We have
a bell for a reason.
And we have to talk to the other fighter. What's your name?
Lexa Khan.
All right.
Lexicon. I get it. Lexicon.
Yeah. What kind of
word
is this?
How many fights have you had?
This will be my first legitimate cat fight, I suppose.
What's the illegitimate ones?
Just being a dirty... rotten fighter.
Nice. And
no fair fights here.
And how many fights have you had?
Oh, I was on wrestling teams in high school, so I've been catfighting and wrestling for longer than I'd like to say and date myself. Yeah.
Some good bitch fights. I like it.
This is sort of an unfair, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're going to lose.
But I don't know any, you know, legit, you know, wrestling maneuvers, so. Maybe I'll show you a few.
Okay. Well, since it's illegal and you have to pay money to use the Michael Buffer line, let's just say, let's prepare to fight. Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay. We are ready to...
here they go. They're squared off.
Or what?
And they're on the pillows. And all right, a little leg takedown. Oh! Took it down like Steve got taken down by Tito Ortiz.
That's a professional.
Oh, there's some hair pulling. Ooh, scissor around the neck.
The other girl got really pissed because Tara pulled her hair.
Yeah.
Now Tara's pulling.
I'll pull back.
All right, they're pulling each other's hair.
Back.
Nice and hard, Anthony.
She's in the scissor hole. The scissor hole, very painful to the midsection, Opie.
What is this? Shoulders to the floor? Me? Hell no. I'm on top, bitch. Do you?
Yeah.
All right, they're really fighting.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Whoa, nice move. Now she's got it around the head.
Yeah, this is starting to get real serious now.
The one in the Jan Brady blue.
Oh, now she's hitting her. She's spanking her. Head.
Blue PJ. Oh, a little butt spanking going on there.
Wait, okay. Is the fight over?
What is
I just
she?
Needed a breath break.
She's out of breath. Kick her ass.
My hair was shoved down my throat.
Her hair was shoved down her throat.
I need a worthy opponent.
Oh. Tara's not happy with her opponent.
How about one of these guys?
Get in there and rip her goddamn clothes off.
Yeah, screw the hair pulling. Let's pull on some clothes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
These clothes are never coming off.
There we go. Oh, my God.
They don't rip.
Oh, great. What'd you get, tough skin PJs?
Wait, I gotta get started.
Oh, there they go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the top
of
the PJs.
Those are ripping off now.
Completely ripped off of Tara.
Those pink ones are chainmail. That isn't even coming off. It's like ancient times.
Shred.
All right. Oh, she's got her in a chokehold. Opie, look familiar?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, she's got her. Pull that hair.
Chest in the back.
Oh, man. Nice. And again, the scissor hold and the chokehold. Wow, the girl on the bottom's really got the advantage. No, she just slipped the hold. Pulling more hair pulling.
The hair is really getting
yanked hard
now. Yes,
the hair is a pain in the ass.
Wow, this is getting too real.
They're turning red. They're getting all scratched up.
No. Tara's got her.
Oh, she's punching her in the calf. More spanking. Oh, and the bra pretty much coming off now.
All right.
That white bra is kind of off the shoulder.
They're sizing
each other.
What
the hell are you doing?
They're sizing each other.
Boobs.
each other up again.
Uh-oh, the bra is being pulled on now. Yeah, now we're seeing something.
I just needed to get a little, you know. Sorry, the Jap.
And the bra's off, and she's working like a speed bag. That's good.
Hey, look at that. Both
Another takedown.
Have lost the top half of their uniform.
The top halves are gone. They are just wearing those ridiculous little PJ shorts.
Well, the one girl has two door knockers.
Wow, she's getting choked out.
You can't make me laugh. I already can't breathe.
She's getting choked out. Yeah, kick her with something.
I got to get into the show to see the bottomless.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Oh, we'll all jump in and rip your panties off, I swear to God.
I'm a flipper and a flogger and a caner, not a wrestler.
But we want to see
Duran,
them
no
completely.
I think she did really well, though.
I think she did pretty good.
What do you guys think of the ladies?
Now she's smacking her boobs.
They still have underwear.
Like, I know. You wrestle, you come and play. Oh,
no. By the way, we know Fox News is never going to use this footage. They better give us a copy of this tape.
I know.
I'm already tired.
All right, is anyone else going to wrestle here today?
Guys' asses.
How about Bridget Nielsen over there?
Send a boy.
Yeah?
Melee, the old broad's going to wrestle.
Jesus, old nice. Call the old broad. What are you, insane? You're absolutely right. His mama did not bring him up right.
No, of course not. Oof.
That's right. Great. When she gets you in a leg lock with those great pubes, you look like Phil Donahue. It's cool. It's cool. For a second, you look just like him. It's great. No, really.
Well, just for that, you're not going to see anything.
Oh, come on. We want to see that.
Melee is about to wrestle Tara. Tara's already without top.
All right.
Here they go.
Oh, wow. She's rough.
Whoa.
She's a tough bitch. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Melee is kicking her ass.
Oh, Melee's brutal. Melee is brutal. This girl doesn't have a chance. Now Melee's pulling her hair. She's got it down. She's punching her. Oh, this is terrible.
Is this a sanctioned fight, Anthony?
This is...
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Guess who's not wearing underwear,
Wow. Doesn't it look like that scene in, what was that one, with Joan Crawford and Christina? Because I'm not one of your fans!
Oh, fighting. Fighting going on, Anthony. Tara's fighting back with some...
Come on!
Melee just
she's fighting her!
Nice.
Look at the teeth marks on her arms!
All over her!
Oh. Melee is a rugged. You're like a tank.
I told you.
All right. Let's.
Wow.
Let's get him in the corners again and size him up again here.
Whew.
Wow.
She is wild. Oh my God.
Ever since she got out of the tub in The Shining, I've been a fan of hers.
Who did this to you?
Listen.
Wow, Melee just, I guess she has to drop some weight of the clothes, so she took them off.
Wow. Okay, hold on. They're sizing up again. Wow. Tara and Melee. Hey, Melee, what's on your right boob there? What is that?
It's a little heart.
It's a heart?
Is it a tattoo, though? Or?
And where is your torso? All
right. Okay, here they go.
Torso.
Here you go.
Melee's getting pissed.
Nice. Oh, man. Oh, now they're standing up. Melee got her in a headlock again.
Nice. They're screaming.
Oh, purple nurples. Oh, they're tweaking. They're tweaking with the purple nurple move. Oh, now Melee throwing her weight down on top of this girl, which could really hurt. Feet in the air now. She's on top of Melee now. She's smacking Melee's ass.
There's slapping going all over the place now.
Her groin looks like Gorilla Monsoon.
Thank you. What's the problem over there?
Phil Donahue's toupee's coming out.
Oh, no. I thought it was a guest appearance by George the Animal Steel. Here in our own studio.
Victory is mine.
You got her pinned by her ankles.
Okay. All right, here's the deal. You both have one fall here, so we got to do the third one.
All right.
Three falls.
Melee won the first one. Tara won the second. This is for all the marbles.
Melee, you're going to really have to... forget it. I don't know what she's going to have to do. What do I know? I don't know what this is.
By the way, Rick is taking a million pictures.
This is the scene they cut out of Vision Quest.
Colin Coyne, everyone. Okay, here's Melee in the left corner. Tara in the right corner. You ladies ready? This is it.
What's up, Melee? You want some water? Wow. All right, they're in their respective corners. A little water break. Melee, just like an armored personnel carrier. You are, like, stocky.
Melee, I'm not going to make fun of you anymore because
I wouldn't.
You're serious.
And you see her eyes now? She's all worked up. She's in the zone.
You're good.
She's in the zone. Well, no, I said you're in the zone. I said you're in the zone. That's nice. What? She threw water at me, Opie.
I can't believe it.
I'm gonna run away.
She
don't make me expose myself for the big pussy I am.
And who would want to see what you got?
Bell.
There's the bell. Start the fight. Oh, my God, save me, please. Like, oh, my God.
I like the way this kid...
Oh! Yes. All right, Tara with a huge takedown, Anthony. Flipped her over her back. Tara is kicking Melee's ass.
I hope Tara kills Melee because I'm screwed. What? Uh-oh, yeah. Now they're in this trying submission holds on each other.
Oh,
he's biting Melee's arm, and now Melee's pulling her hair.
Melee's getting really pissed. Tara bit her arm, and Melee...
Oh, now she's tweaking. Purple Nurple again.
She is yanking on the chest.
Wow.
I got it.
Purple Nurple.
I am new. Oh, yes. Gank me, baby.
Yeah. Woo! Woo!
This is horrifying.
Okay, Tara's trying
to... she's got the face hold on her. Melee's got the face hold.
Tara's trying to fight her way out, Anthony.
Tara having trouble with Melee.
Tara on top now.
Oh, takes Melee down. But Melee really holding her own here.
She's on top of Melee. Get in there with the mic, Sting.
A senior citizen being beaten.
Hey, Norton, why are you saying that, Norton, about Melee?
Okay.
Well, I get the couple one.
Up in the climb.
It's over. Tara emerges victorious. Melee taps out. Caught in the chokehold. Wow, that was...
Now they're hugging. Look at that. Sportsmanship, man.
Yeah.
Tara, how do you feel?
I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great. I won fair and square.
Great job. Wow.
I've never fought her.
Yeah.
She's good, huh?
It's the first time we fought.
She's good.
She's good, too.
Melee, how do you feel? How do you feel, Melee?
I feel stimulated.
Did you hear all the...
The adrenaline is just pumping. Unbelievable.
Did you hear all the rude comments that this man was saying?
Jim Norton? Think I give a...
Hey! I hear you.
Okay, she said, do you think I give a F?
Do I get to keep these PJs?
Yeah.
Yes.
So different from my normal latex and leather.
I know.
Think of it that way, all right? This is not fake. This is real. Your adrenaline is pumping, and everything you got goes into this, all right?
Hey, are there any guys that want to fight Melee?
Jordan!
No. Any guys? Any guys want to get in there with Melee, give it a whirl?
Rick is even saying no.
No. Any guys? No. Wow, look at that.
Give him a headlock over there.
She scared everyone away. No one wants to fight her. Yep.
Meow.
I'll say it first. I ain't fighting.
What, Melee?
He doesn't have what it takes, and he's not a sports person.
Oh,
you know
Jim?
What I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, you could kick Jim's ass.
Probably, yeah.
He's a sore loser.
Yeah, weighed me by four counties.
Hell for you.
Okay. Well, why don't we take a break, and we'll figure this out.
All right.
Okay?
Sounds good.
We're catfighting on the Opie and Anthony Show. Stay there.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW. New York. Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
We were talking about this yesterday. Celine Dion, she's retiring.
Stop. Don't even talk about it. I get all choked up.
Yes, yeah, Celine. Which is a complete joke. She's going to go away for 2 years, and then she's going to come back. She's going to be bigger and better than ever for all those fat housewives.
Her big comeback.
She'll have her big comeback. She's not retiring forever. She's too young. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else she's going to do.
No.
She's going to try to start a family.
Yeah, she'll be back.
So Oprah Winfrey made a huge deal about this.
Oh, stop.
Was it yesterday? On yesterday's show, they had Celine Dion.
Oh. I hate this song, man.
This is dedicated to the people of the Titanic. All of those who perished. Beneath the icy waters of the North Atlantic, I send this song out to all the people and to the survivors. Those who were able to live on with their lives after the great ship went down.
You stole another bit from me, you bastard.
Yeah, that's Opie's bad.
I used to do that one, man. I don't do many. Come on.
The brave people who could survive the icy waters of the North Atlantic in their boats watching the mighty Titanic slowly slip beneath the surface of the water. This song goes out to them. The survivors.
Anyway. But she sings perfectly.
What a tool.
Her voice is all effed up, but she sings perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfect English.
Listen to her.
Anyway, do we have the letter from the Oprah Winfrey show?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, where is it? Please.
So here it is. It was a tear fest on Oprah yesterday.
Yeah.
And they read this letter from this guy. Well, we're going to mock this guy. So I want to say in advance that he's okay now.
Yeah, he's okay. It's just, I mean, I don't care what you got. I'm sorry about that, but you sound like the biggest pussy in the world.
This guy does sound like the biggest pussy in the world. And during the cry fest, they had this guy read his letter that he sent to Celine.
We've received a lot of mail from viewers who've been moved by Celine's music. Brian Kluse was watching our show the last time Celine was here and wrote us this letter. Take a look.
Dear Oprah, I'm sitting in my hospital room going through a bone marrow transplant for lymphoma. I'm a grown man crying after watching Celine Dion sing the theme to Titanic on your show. I found out about Celine in one of your previous shows and fell in love with her music, voice, and great attitude for life and family.
And camel toe.
At that time, I was just diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Ow.
Hearing Celine sing some of her songs had me bawling. Her song, Because You Love Me, couldn't have hit home more perfectly about the way I feel about my wife, Kathy.
Listening to the song, wasn't sure where my future was going, how I was going to survive the cancer and fight it and things like that. It just really hit home.
After the show, I went right out and bought the CD and gave it to my wife. To this day, Kathy and I can't listen to the song, Because You Love Me, without crying. Kathy is a strong, loving woman. She's a special, special lady in my life. My heart and soul. Couldn't imagine a day without her. She's everything to me.
Brian and Kathy, we thought your letter was sweet. We wanted to do something special for you. So, you're going to her final performance.
Listen to Oprah.
I am so happy for you guys.
Thank you. Oh, boy.
You're going to be there for the final song.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know, I gotta jump in here. God forbid I was, you know, had a cancer scare, Anthony.
God forbid, really.
And, you know, like this guy, he decided he needs to go see Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Know what would be better than that? Being able to watch Oprah at Sunday brunch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you want to see.
Oh, and if I had my choice, if I had my choice, Anthony, went through all the chemo, you know, my hair's in patches all over my head.
Oh.
Am I going to see Celine Dion sing the Titanic song? No, I want to see Oprah Winfrey at Sunday brunch. That's when I know Oprah cares.
Going to see Celine.
Jesus. Oh, more Celine. I don't want...
Be sensitive.
I want to be home and do some cooking and stay home and have no schedule and no pressure and say, let's go for a picnic and drive my own car and pick my own tomatoes.
Pick my own tomatoes and give myself a frontal wedgie every day. Looks like I have ass in the front.
Buy some new yo-yos for the front of my pants.
My pants sink deeper than the Titanic in the front. A crevice in the front when I wear my jump pants that is deeper than the crevice made by the iceberg in the mighty bow of the Titanic. It actually looks like I was straddling the iceberg and the bow of the Titanic struck me right in my camel toe. That's what made this big gully when I wear my tight jumpsuit. You see my tight jumpsuit and my pelvis bones that jet out? I am the iceberg. The Titanic slammed into my crotch at approximately 12 knots. The man in the crow's nest yelled, camel toe, dead ahead. But the mighty Titanic could not stop. It hit my groin at 12 knots, ripping open many watertight compartments and leaving me with a hatchet wound unlike no other. This goes out to the survivors who, before they sank, before they got into their lifeboats, were able to take one last look in the lights of the distress flares and see my camel toe. The camel toe that brought down the mighty Titanic on her maiden voyage. Can you believe it? Who thought a gash could bring down a mighty ocean liner like the Titanic? They called it unsinkable.
Celine, how many people lost their lives in your crotch?
I believe it was 750 people died because of my camel toe. If you look, some nights when I am in concert with my tight jumpsuit, you can see on each thigh HMS Titanic and anchor wounds.
Now I know why Leonardo DiCaprio's face was blue.
It was from the smell.
Hold on, Jack!
The ship thought unsinkable and iceberg proof. Proved not to be camel toe proof. The yo-yo I smuggled could take down the Queen Mary. But that goes out to the survivors. Those who were able to live on and make their dreams come true and get the nightmarish image of my groin out of their head forever. I'm quitting show business.
Fred.
Anthony has a serious future as a Celine Dion impersonator. When you say the words survivor.
This song is dedicated to the Titanic and its fearless crew and passengers, not just those that perished in the icy waters of the North Atlantic, but also to the survivors.
Excellent.
All right, Fred. That's funny. God damn, is that funny, man? I don't even care if anyone else is laughing. That's some top shelf stuff right there.
Oh, yeah.
That is. That's where it's at. It's just... All right, because of that Celine Dion bit,
yes.
that went on for 20 minutes, we have to go to commercials again.
A commercial break.
We apologize.
I am not going to sing anymore. Opie, Anthony, if I may just cut in for a moment.
Yeah.
Of course, you know I am ending my singing career.
Yeah.
I have made people very happy with my voice, but I am stopping for a time so I may do other things. These things that I am doing will help people also. I am going to be hired by the National Baseball Association.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Yes. Baseball will need me to model the new catcher's mitt out of my private area. Because it looks like I have a catcher's mitt down the front of my jumpsuit. And, of course, look for me at high schools as the bicycle rack. I will be appearing on the next Fox special with Robbie Knievel.
Oh, really?
Yes, he is going to jump my mighty hatchet wound. You've seen him many times try to jump school buses and whatnot.
Yeah.
This is the most dangerous jump of them all.
I believe it would be a brand new world record.
Yes, from labia to labia.
Okay, thank you.
Very difficult.
All right, thank you, Celine.
And I will be doing a new movie.
A new movie, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Celine will be in the new Batman movie.
Oh, yeah?
My genitals will be the new Batcave.
Shut up! Turn it off! Oh, brother.